Blog Talk Radio.
Carly, I know everyone's thinking, okay, you just had a show on Wednesday. Why aren't you back on? Well, tonight we are talking about fan roles, and right now I'm mad as hell. Sorry for the cuss word, but I'm not, you know what, but, you know, I will, you know, when I bring on my co-host, I will explain why we are having this. We got attacked for so much lately, and I am so damn sick of it. ZayTim fans, you better be warned, okay? I have never attacked Kelly on Twitter, okay? Yeah, I might like the, not like the Kelly Monaco, you know, I might hate Kelly Monaco, not her person, but just the whole thing. I'm going to bring on my co-host Terry, and then we have another call, so I will bring that call after I bring on Terry. Hello, you.
Hello. Hold on.
Hey.
I'm just getting out of my car right now, so I have my hands full.
Okay, why don't I just bring on the other caller?
Okay, bring on the other caller then. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, 786, you on the mail? Hello?
Over here.
Wow. Okay, well, hopefully the caller will call back. Will we have a lot?
I did. I left this thing in the car. No. No, I don't think so. Oh, sorry, people. I forgot I'm on live.
Well, it's okay. So tonight's show is on fan roles and everything. I'm just sick of ZayTim fans saying things I never said, you know? You know what? It's true. I don't like ZayTim and Sam together. I will always say that. But I will never go past Kelly in prison. Okay, I'll call it back on mail. Hello, 786, you on mail.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Yeah, oh my God, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
I mean, we appreciate it. We got class last night, didn't we?
Huh? Did we?
Oh, my God. I thought you were okay. What's your name?
My name?
Barbara. Yeah. Oh, God. Sorry, Barbara. I thought you were... I thought you were coming in. Oh, my God, you guys. We have another call.
Yeah.
219, you're on air.
Hi, it's Dawn. It's GH Fanbuzz.
Hey, Dawn.
Okay,
huh?
Well, you know, we were really disappointed to get cut off last night.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
Just as I was saying something, it gets cut off, yeah.
Isn't that the way it always works?
Well, yeah. And thanks for everyone in the album for coming by. Tonight, I just want to clear up some unjust, unworthy things about, well, me and the show and everything. I am not going to police everyone. If they do not like someone, I am not going to say it's wrong. And, you know, so this one incident that I'm, you know, I feel like I didn't even do, you know, I just feel like the Sam fans are running scared, and I just hate the fact that, you know, they can bash Rebecca, but God, if we bash Kelly, we are going to get hit over the head with something, and I just think that's so unfair.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we all love who we love, and I mean, you should. It's like I don't understand why people get so upset when you. There are going to be people that love certain characters and people that hate them. That's just the way it goes. And you just got to respect each other and respect your opinion. You know, you might not agree with it, but be an adult and you know, and accept it and say, okay, well, that's the way you feel. I might not feel that way, but, you know, I'm not gonna act like a child and, you know, like some people do, and act like a child and try to say, oh, who I love is, you know, if you don't love who I love, forget you, you know? I mean, come on.
But they all think you also upset at that was that they think we're bashing Kelly and how I think they're saying we're going on our Twitter account, like, you know.
Well, we weren't bashing.
Yeah.
I was here that night. We were not bashing Kelly. We were bashing Sam. There's a difference in bashing a character and bashing the person that acts, you know,
and
the actress or the actor.
I was telling Kelly tonight, how do they even know it's us? There could be people out there that don't like her, period. So it
that's
could
true.
Be like people that are J&R fan, or it could be like a
how many J&R fans get into this?
Or it could be somebody that doesn't like the character or Kelly. Period. I mean,
or it could be one of her fans just trying to make
some
put it out there.
Exactly.
I don't, you know.
I know.
You're always going to have people that don't like your couple. Okay.
Yeah.
You're always going to have those rotten apples in your fan base that make your fan base look bad. That's just the way it is. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, but like I said, let's all be adults and talk character-wise and not bash the actresses or actors.
Okay? Well,
Kelly is a great actress. It's just she's got a crappy part. You know?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
No. Bravo, can I ask you this? And I'm not putting you on the spot, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Have you called in before?
Here? No.
Have you called? Okay. What fan base are you, I mean, I'm just curious. What fan base do you like?
Like, from GH, like just.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Did you like this Sam or Lazon?
Oh,
whatever.
I'm kind of torn. I kind of like both, to be honest with you.
Oh,
but
no, that's quite all right. It's just
We want honesty. We don't want people to feel just because you don't like a couple I like. I mean,
I like
Jason and Robin. She likes Liz and Jason. So, we get along.
I mean,
why can't everybody just get along and just like who they like?
Really?
Does
anyone here watch One Life to Live?
Yeah, I do.
I am telling you right now, the Star and Cole and Star and James fan wars are getting ridiculous. I go on every board, and it's craziness. That is one of the big fan wars right now.
Ratings are tanking on all of them.
What was that? Yes. What's that more than One Life to Live?
No, somebody in the chat room said the ratings are tanking people, and that's because they're doing it on all the soaps, and that's because the writing is terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who wants to watch some of these stories? I mean, tuning out, you know?
Yeah, and when you were saying about One Life to Live, I don't want to get too crazy, but I'm glad to see that this not the ace that are having the fan vote because, I'm kind of, I do like Cole and Star, but I see the potential that Star and Veins have.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, very interesting.
Yeah, I love them together. I really do. I love Star and James. I've never really been a Star and Cole fan because they seemed too, forced. You know what I mean?
I just thought they were good. But, with him leaving the show, Cole leaving the show, I'm sorry, but when they do a recast, like a big, a person in a love interest, sometimes it doesn't pan out. I'm not saying this new Cole isn't going to pan out.
Who's the new Cole? Does anybody know who the new Cole is?
No.
Really? Because I'm a
I don't think they've announced it yet.
I was a big Star and Cole. Well, I am a big Star and Cole fan, and I hate when they do that to couples. They bring in a third wheel, and it totally just blows them up. Because then the third wheel becomes big deal, and they become popular.
It wouldn't be bad if they brought in the three wheel, and it was actually something exciting.
When they had
Brenda Jackson's Sonny, that was a good storyline. I'm trying to think of one from One Life to Live. It's been a while since I watched that.
Oh, well, I thought it was interesting. I mean, they didn't do it as a... They served it, but Todd and Tia, Blair and Todd, they're all Todd and Blair fans out there. And there's also Blair, Todd and Tia fans.
Yeah. Another huge fan war because there are still a lot of Todd and Blair fans out there, and they still want them as a couple, But
I was reading the chat room. I'm interested in who is it? Ellie, is that your name in the chat room? I know you can hear. I'm interested in what you think. That
is there any
Sam and Brenda?
Yeah,
Sam and Brenda have in common.
Thank you.
She asked if you had if there's what was that your question if there was why yeah that's what I was wondering and what they what you think
because
they have in common.
Someone said that Sam and Brenda have so much in common. I'd like to know what that common ground is. You think that is?
I know. Really?
I've never seen
how they're alike.
Because, I'm not saying that, they as far as I know, all they really have in common is men.
Yeah.
I mean, they both been with Sonny, and they both been with Jason. Well, she hasn't been with Jason that way, thank God. But, you know, I'm just wondering what you think they have in common.
I don't see anything in common, but that's my opinion. I mean,
what do they have? I know you say they do, but I'm just wondering what you think. No,
I would
talking to the person in the chat room, hon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're saying they do have something in common, and I'm just wondering what that is, what they feel. I mean, from their perspective. I mean, I just want to know their opinion on what they think they have in common. That's all.
Ellie XO, you are so much welcome to call in and tell us what they have in common, because I'm going to try and not be funny for this 45 minutes, but who knows if that's going to go out the window. But I don't see anything in common with Brenda and Sam. They try to have Sam as a replacement. Brenda, but that's a joke. That's a joke.
They're trying to say that. Yeah, well, they're trying to say that Brenda's going to say that Jason was with Sam because she looks like her. But you know what? That's totally out of character for Brenda, because she would never say that to Jason. Because if anything, she would be like, no, I think you picked Sam because Sam looks like Robin. You know? Because Sam looks like Robin, too. So I don't know where they get that, you know. I mean, so what? Dark, you know, they all have dark hair, you know. But Brenda and Jason were never romantically involved. So for her to say that, that's really weird. I don't know why they would even come out with that.
Well, what I don't get is, I think they have little things in common, because Sam and Brendan were both with Sonny and Zach's Nothing Too Big, but that's my opinion.
You're true.
Okay,
true. Sonny and Jax, they were. Yeah. She was with Sonny and Jax, but they have men in common. I mean, I thought maybe you thought something else. But, that's true.
If you really want to justify that one, so does Carly then. I mean, Carly, Sam, and Brenda have all Sonny and Zach in common. But people forget that Sam slept with Sonny and Zach on the same night. So I don't think Brenda would do that. So,
No, Brenda wouldn't do that. I mean, I've never known Brenda to do that. I mean, when she was with Jax and Sonny, she would only be with one at a time. It wouldn't be like she'd go with Jax and then run to Sonny and do it. No.
And look at what Sonny's doing. He's with Claire, another brunette, to keep his mind off of Brenda and everything.
Don't get me started on her. Don't get me started on Claire.
Actually,
I'm not a Claire fan either. I kind of want to see some more scenes with Lucky.
I think they're...
Lucky and Claire moment they had in the park that day. I thought that was kind of interesting, but of course...
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry.
I'm not saying I like Lucky and Sam. I'm just saying that I like them. I like them. They play good off of each other. I'm not saying romantically.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it makes Sam seems more independent when she's around another male other than Jason.
That is true. That is very true.
I mean, that's just how I see it. I mean, I know not everybody sees it that way, but I just see it that way. I think she just it takes away from her self-esteem. It's like she gets all jealous and she does. And it's not Sam. I mean, that's not how she was when she was apart from him anyway. She didn't like act all jealous every time he was with somebody else, you know?
That's true.
I mean...
That's true.
Wait. Okay. I didn't watch it back then, so who knows? I think Sam's amazing. Okay, so you think Sam is so amazing that she has done some stuff that you would not normally think a character that is so amazing would do?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just think, I personally think that Sam has been written badly since the day she came on. And it just some things that you just are,
yeah.
Personally, I can't forget. But that a lot of different characters on the show do things in the past that, you know, it's like overlooked, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, agreed.
Not just
but
him. I mean, there's a lot of characters that do that.
Yeah.
Jason, for instance, like, I know we keep bringing this up 100 million times, but there is no way in hell he would have said, you know, what did he, you know, was a star, or brought, I can't even speak right now, taking Sam back for what she did. I mean, look at it, 10 years
yeah.
for him.
Well,
Rob,
yeah,
exactly.
Plus you got to look at the fact not only from Jason's perspective, but what about Sam's perspective on Jason? Jason threatened to
yeah.
kill him. Why would you
yeah.
take somebody
yeah.
back that threatens to kill you? That
well,
no
and another, like Cleve said, Elizabeth, oh, I have my self-respect back. Okay, if you have your self-respect back, Sam, why go back to the one thing that didn't make your self-respect
actually,
so...
Exactly. People doing their share. That's not, you know, I'm not saying that you should condemn certain characters for certain, but when they go and they do certain things to overlook those things all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I can't do that. Now, my favorite character is Robin, okay? Now, Robin is perfect, but Robin isn't
amazing.
Going around and sleeping with everybody either. You know,
yeah.
Granted, she has HIV, but still, even if she didn't,
yeah.
that's just not her, you know? I mean, I'm just saying, I personally would like Sam more if she was, you know, stayed in her independent phase instead of being, it seems like whenever she gets back with Jason, she's, like, always up his butt. And
I know, she does everything
yeah.
he says.
I just
yeah.
like annoying, you know.
And even today,
I mean,
even today, she had to change who she was. She got all this purple dress on. She got a nice earrings on, and she got bright. She didn't.
That pissed me off so much.
I think
honestly,
she brings somebody else in for her. I think
yeah,
she should
like
a nice,
had
hot, young-looking guy. That's what I think.
I knew.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Because, well, let him bring back Michael. What's his name? Let
Michael
bring him from One Life to Live Over, I say.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let him bring back
yeah.
the one that, what was Jack? Jack from Port Charles? That did, when she was living.
Okay, I get him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
two have excellent chemistry with her.
Okay. See, Ross laid on scene when they were together for the while, but the past didn't interest me. Well, you know what?
I'm not
that could be
fan,
said.
So what you're saying,
I was talking about the person in the moon.
Yeah. I mean, why does it always have to be Liaison Jasmine, J&R, you know?
One thing that just really bugs me is how Liz and Jason still, like, win every single poll for best couple, and they're
a
couple anymore.
You have to think about, too, when they ask those, okay, when they ask those now, how often do you see a poll with Robin in it? You don't.
That's true.
They don't add Robin anymore because Robin's with Dr. Humpy.
Oh, speaking
I'm sorry,
today,
I call him Dr. Humpy. I know I'm bad.
Well, today Patrick saved her But I, from what I read in an article, she's not going to want to have anything to do with him anymore, which I actually don't mind because he is
a little too late, if you ask me. I don't care if he's standing there or not.
She needs to go to Shady Brook. I think she should be locked up in the glamour, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
To do all this
but you know what? I don't understand why they made the woman loony. What, is Patrick that good that a woman goes loony over him? I mean, come on.
Lisa just needs to be
killed
right now, honestly. I hate her. She gets on my nerves. Like, just, like, her psychoness and I just never...
Actually, she shouldn't be psycho. He needs to take, even though they say, oh, he's taken his blame and he's taken his involvement in it, and
yeah.
he's living
on
it.
He would have never said anything.
What he's doing is he's
psycho.
Pretty much saying, oops, I probably wouldn't have told you if she wouldn't have turned out to be psycho.
Exactly.
And, yeah, it would have been hidden. And people don't see it. They don't look at that. I mean, to be honest, if she wasn't psycho and that didn't happen, would he tell her the truth? Probably not.
He probably wouldn't have. Of course not.
Yeah.
So that what good is a man like that? If you can't be honest with your wife, well, first of all, you shouldn't be sleeping around, but if you can't,
I mean, you
lose the trust and then you lose you lie all the time? That's, you know.
I was a huge Scrubs fan, and I still have hope for them, but.
Yeah. How can you have hope for a man that doesn't have enough respect for a woman?
It's like hard to, like, explain. It's like he is. Disappointed me so much, but at the same time,
yeah. But
I think about how they were, and I'm like, aw.
Everybody asked me if I would love J&R, Jason and Robin, if Jason did that to Robin. I mean, after they got married and Jason were to cheat on her like that, would I accept my couple? No, I would not, because Robin deserves better than a man that does that to her.
Just because you cheat on someone, it doesn't mean
we're talking HIV. We're talking somebody. Did he cheat on her, he put her health in risk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he also put her health, like you said last night, but he also put other people's health in.
Exactly.
How can you
respect a man like that? I can't. I don't care how they write him. I can't respect that.
Okay, let me ask you. In real life, if your boyfriend cheated on you, you were not given a second chance.
Boyfriend or husband. If my husband cheated on me, I wouldn't take him back.
I don't think I would either because I know somebody that's
because once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
It's just like an alcoholic. Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic.
He'll come up with an excuse, and I guarantee
he'll
get back together down the road, and he'll do it again. Where he sleeps with somebody else. That's just...
I guess I disagree because I think, okay, so if you cheat on someone and you give the trust back with the person that you're working things through,
honestly, though, I mean, I've been married for 24 years, okay? If I can't trust my husband, my marriage is dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I couldn't go through life not knowing. Then after it happens, then you question everything they do. How can you be happy then? You can't be happy.
Oh, but then you walk away from someone.
And not to mention, you know, we're talking about Robin Scorpio. We're talking a history character here, somebody that probably deserves a lot better of a marriage. I mean, you think they would have wrote that a little better.
Yeah.
I mean, they already had him cheat, so they got to live up to that. They got to do something about that. And I guarantee that even though there are a lot of fans out there that like Scrubs, there are a lot of fans that are upset too. You know?
Yes,
yeah.
I get a lot of people are upset, but I also think, okay, so if you condemn someone for cheating, then really you should condemn every man on that show for cheating one time or another with
yeah,
all the women on there.
We're talking about one character here, though. We're talking about Robin Scorpio. We're not talking about other couples. You gotta sort of put it in different perspectives here. We're not talking about Carly. We're not talking about, you know, we're talking about a different character. Everybody's unique. Everybody has different, you know. I mean, there's
okay,
things
just
that
because
she has,
just
like
because
I said, she has HIV. That is
okay,
not,
so we give her a pass.
Give her a pass. What? How is it her fault? No, I'm interested to hear how you think it's Robin's fault that Patrick slept with another woman.
I'm not saying, but it's like you want to say, oh, because she has HIV and all that.
No, I don't think she should take him back because he's a cheating. That's just me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he should take him back. And
okay,
just
he
like,
cheated and felt horrible about it.
And yeah, it's horrible. It is horrible, and it's horrible.
No, I don't think it's so horrible you cannot forgive.
It is horrible, and it should not be. I mean, if he couldn't handle getting married, and he couldn't handle putting that aside, I mean, they haven't even been married a year. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. That's a little scary. A year, and you're already
but I think if it was a character that Carly or Liz or one of those who are not perfect,
well,
everyone
Carly,
would say,
Carly
was.
I love Carly, and but Carly is a totally different kind of character.
This is what I hate about people. This
there
is terrible.
Robin and Carly never do that. Never, ever compare Robin and Carly. That's like,
no,
why? Because one was saying it.
Because completely different people.
Okay. Wait. Who cheated on Carly?
Let's see. Zach cheated on Carly with Kate.
Okay, but that's after Carly had already slept with Sonny. So that argument doesn't work.
Okay, listen, okay. You know what? I just want them to go out and sleep with someone. I really do.
Carly can learn to accept and look over certain things. And I don't believe that Carly should go back with somebody that cheated on her either. I don't think anybody. But I know it's a soap. So we're going to get that. Okay?
And real life people go back to the
we're
person
talking,
they...
Yeah, but it doesn't always end up pretty, and it sometimes does, but usually it doesn't. You know, I mean, because you lose the trust, and plus, not to mention the fact that, like I said before, this couple has been together for 5 years. That's a lot longer than any other couple on the soaps right now. So it's time to put them aside for a while and move on. I'm not saying that they'll never get back together.
You would not be saying that if it was Jason and Robin. You would not be saying that. You would be seeing a whole different thing.
When they were married, I would be saying that. I would be saying that. You bet I would be saying that. If Jason cheated on Robin, I would have a very hard time backing him after he got married. When Jason cheated on Robin when they were younger, it was before they slept together. It was before they said, I love you. And it was before they were even an official couple. So the circumstances were totally different.
Yeah, that's true.
But if Jason, I'm being honest, if Jason did do that to her after they married, I would find a problem with that. because Robin is my favorite character. So
yeah.
I like Jason too, but I like Robin better. You know, I like the character of Robin. If anybody treats her like crap, I'm gonna back her. I'm gonna be behind her. You know, because that's my character. I love. Just like you love Carly and you'll back Carly, and you love Liz and I'm sure you'll back Liz. That's how I feel about Robin.
Yeah.
Joey, real?
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Computer, my computer shut down on me, so I've been trying to get it back on. But yeah, I like. I mean, I love Robin too. I love the character of Robin, and if anybody bashes her, I'll defend her too because
I get so upset. Honestly,
I just hate the fact
like
that people. I just hate that people think that the people on the show think she's a saint. Or they claim that, you know, or what Carly said to her, or I don't know, they, you know, or Jason, or, you know, they, what was that scene that she said when she was breaking up with Jason the first time that she said, I'm not a saint. I never claimed to be a saint. I don't know why people have me on this pedestal or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and she, if Robin makes a big mistake, I will, you know, I'll not like that. I won't like her. I mean, I'll still love her, but. You know, she's going to have to pay the consequences, too, or something.
Right. Just like any, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, but, you know, I mean, she's not perfect. She's going to make her mistakes. She told the truth.
Yeah.
Those years ago, she's not like she went out the next day and told, went behind Jason's back and told him. She sat on it for a year. She just hated him having, she just, I guess, I really wasn't watching it back then. I kind of hated that story because I knew that they were going to, do something with them to mess them up or whatever, but I don't know.
Oh, for her to tell the truth?
Did she, like, finally tell the truth because she was fed up with the way that she thought Kylie was
What happened was Jason and Robin broke up, okay?
Okay.
Because they broke up because Jason was living with Carly with Michael because Michael didn't like, you know, he was trying to work it where Michael, eventually Carly would have custody part of the time, and he'd have custody part of the time, but Michael didn't like to be away from him, so he made the excuse of living, you know, there with Carly, and Robin didn't want to be the tramp, you know,
okay,
that's how she felt. She felt that she was, like, the third wheel.
Yeah.
So if he didn't want to live with her, you know, she wanted to go on with her life. She wanted to break up, and then so they broke up. And then Carly confronted her. I remember because they never really, they always got into it together. But Carly confronted her and told her that she would, pretty much told her that Jason would, she would always have a hold on Jason. It would be Mike, you know, something that Robin will never have. So, Robin seen AJ and she spilled the beans, you know. She and I do agree that Robin probably should have told Jason first.
Me too.
But I don't think she did anything, you know. I don't think it was bad to tell the truth. I think she should have told Jason, yeah, I'm going to do this. If you don't tell now, I'm going to do it. But she didn't do that, you know.
I just hate how, like, she made that one mistake, and still now, like, people still bring it up.
Well, people still bring it up, but you know what? They can't really bring it up too much anymore because Jason just apologized and said Robin was right.
Yeah.
So they both
I was
both
waiting
sides,
so
and
long
then
for
Robin
that.
Seen his side, and he seen Robin. So that's past. Now that's. There's no disagreement there anymore. He apologized. That's major.
Yeah.
Wait,
you know?
So, but you're a Jason and Robin fan, right?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Been
big time?
For 15 years.
But, like, do you have any, like, hope for them, like, in the future or no?
Oh, I always have hope. Never say never is what I say.
That's true.
I mean, how long did they say, okay, Liaison was never going to happen? Liaison happened.
It
just, every soap has, you know, I'm thinking it's going to happen sooner or later. As long as Kimberly's there, it's going to happen one day. But,
yeah.
You know, they got to play things out and do things the way they want first, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, if they do, they tell Robin before they even give Ingrid a Raven. I'm sorry, but in a way that would not be fair because
why wouldn't it be fair? You got your we waited 10 years, you got yours. Why can't we get ours?
Exactly, it's
not going to be forever.
Because maybe Robin should stick and see if her marriage is going to work before she won the Jason and see if that will work. I'm sorry, but
that might happen. But
I don't think she should stay with him. And you know what? Mac's right. Mac's the only one that's supporting Robin. Mac's the only one that sees it for what it is.
You know, I just think it's sad that people cannot forgive this. Because if it was anyone else...
How did she forgive him? I mean, even before they were married, he was messing around with Layla. How many times can you forgive a man for messing...
Robin is not the type of character to even... She doesn't, because she's been in love.
She would have never even looked at Patrick.
She knew about his cheating rates and still married him.
I'm what?
She knew about he messed around before and they still got married.
Well, she was even.
She expected him to be faithful. She even talked to him. It was like a red herring when she was talking to him and said, you know, about being faithful. You know, if he didn't feel that they shouldn't get married, that was the time that you could pretty much guarantee he was going to cheat.
She
brought that up because that's how she feels. If you're going to cheat on me, we shouldn't even get married.
She was
kind of cautious.
Yeah.
Wasn't she cautious even to jump into the relationship or Robin or what?
Actually, it was weird because when Robin first came back, everybody was like, yeah, we sort of, you see glimpses of the real Robin, but then Robin was never like, would sleep around like that. She would get to know the guy first before, because she has, you know, AIDS, so she'd be careful. She didn't want to give it to nobody. So she'd want to, it would be a love thing before she would sleep with somebody. But they had her just, like, jump in bed with Patrick, which is kind of totally out of character there.
That was out of character. I was, like, shocked. I was like, Robin,
because they don't know the Robin from before. They don't know Robin.
Exactly.
Robin's, you know, values and.
Yeah, and I know. Robin is one of my favorite characters too. I've loved her ever since she came on when she was a little girl. You know, and like you said before, with telling the truth too. She didn't know her dad. She didn't know who her dad was for, like, what, 7 years of her life also? So maybe that had a lot to play in why she told the truth, too, maybe? I don't know. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
She told the truth because it was eaten at her, too. I mean, Robin's the type of person. She's got AJ that's one of her best friends. Then she got Jason that she loves that she kept a secret for a child that she knew that wasn't Jason's for over a year, it ate at her. Because that's not, she's not the type of person to lie and, you know, hold all that in, you know. I mean, that's a lot to ask somebody that, you know,
that's
not her. And she did it for Jason.
And the truth, you know, secrets will come out eventually. So even if it's 20 years down the line, you know, they'll come out. And I mean, Robin
it's really obsolete now too, because like I said, if Jason forgave her, or not even forgave, he forgave her, but then he came out and said, wait a minute, I need to apologize to you. You forgive me. because you were right, I was wrong. You know,
exactly.
That's a major
just
step.
Just because they didn't apologize doesn't mean a lot of fans are going to think what she did was right. I will never think what Robin did was right. Because,
why?
You know.
Why? Okay, you don't think what Robin did was right, but do you,
no, I don't.
You think
I do
what
not.
Charlie did was right?
First you
she
know,
lied to Tony, and Tony it is. Then she lied to AJ.
Oh,
and
my God,
Jason.
Carly lied. Carly's the natural God, people. I mean, God. This is because she lied about it, but it wasn't Robin's truth to tell. That's
Carly,
the thing.
Carly
it wasn't
got
Robin's
it.
Truth to tell. Even though
no, it was not.
Trusted Robin. Okay, Robin grew up without a dad for how many years?
Oh my God, how sad! How sad of Robin for not growing up with a dad.
And to be honest, it wasn't even Jason's lie to even make.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Jason, not only did he take it upon himself to lie for Carly, you know, because he thought AJ was this big old bad person, which
Carly is wrong and Robin's right and the same.
No,
Carly,
well, yes, Carly was wrong. Okay,
we got into being
wrong because you're lying.
I was bringing up Robin in a conversation, and we got in an argument over this yesterday, and you're gonna defend Carly, and I'm gonna defend Robin. It's like
I understand
Carly and Robin. That's I just Well,
I just we'll just have to agree to disagree because I don't see how telling the truth and lying is.
You know what?
I would want somebody to tell me.
If I was sitting on something, I think I would want to know too, and I don't know. I would do the same thing as Robin.
At the time, Robin thought she was doing the right thing. It doesn't make her a bad person.
But how did she know? Did she have a crystal ball? Did she know that it was gonna good things were gonna happen to Michael? Did she know
Actually, Robin's already taken her. She already knows. She already took and said, "Okay, maybe I can." She's seen his point of view too. She's seen Jason's and said, "Okay, maybe he wouldn't have turned out better with the Quartermains. I don't know."
But they've both seen each other's side. Yeah, I was glad that she
even though I do enjoy watching Robin and Carly scenes because they make me laugh.
I'm actually looking forward to Brenda and Carly. Could you just imagine what the scenes are
going
to be?
I'm not looking forward to Brenda and Carly. I will say that over and over. I'm not looking forward to it.
Could you imagine Carly, Brenda, and Robin in the scene together? That'll be interesting.
Oh my God.
I think they all should have a bra.
Oh, my God.
No, okay. I think Robin should go kick all of their butt. Carly should go kick all of their butts then.
Carly can't kick all their butts.
Exactly.
You know why? If Robin and Carly got in a fight, I would love it so much. And see, this yanks a little hair off Robin's little head. That would make my day.
I don't know, man. Robin's a Scorpio. I think she would kick Carly's ass.
And Carly the Spencer, too. So she has a little fight in her, too. So
actually, she's a Spencer, but she was never
If you've been watching for a very long time, you would know Carly is a Spencer.
I mean, Carly's a Spencer, but I know that she didn't grow up with a Spencer. She was adopted.
Oh, my God. Just because you don't grow up with someone doesn't mean you don't get their DNA. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I'm not talking just DNA. I'm talking what you were taught. Robin was taught how to protect herself.
Oh, yeah, and Robin was also taught taught how to tell the truth.
I mean,
even though she's a little hypocrite.
Her parents were free to testify.
I don't understand how telling the truth is wrong. I don't understand how telling the truth is a bad thing.
Exactly.
You know,
it's not a bad
thing.
It's not a bad thing.
It's
not a bad thing.
I mean, I've kept secrets, and it's eaten me as was the, you know, eaten me up inside, you know. And
I've kept secrets like that, and I have found things.
Well,
and
the problem is that secrets can eat up at you inside, and they'll just boil over, and they might not come. They might not be. You might not tell the secret, but somebody eventually will, and so it'll come out either way. So. You know, I mean, I've told little white lies, and I don't like telling lies either, but, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with telling the truth. And so that's
we have another call.
What's your problem with
telling
the truth? Okay.
Yeah, hey, you on the air with us?
Hello?
Hey, you on the air with us?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean, but...
A50, you're on the air with us. Oh my God.
I can't hear them. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air with us.
A15, you're on the air.
A50, you're on the air.
I can't hear her.
Hello?
Is it me?
No, hold on. Okay. Hold on, we have another caller too. Hello?
Okay. Hello.
Hey, Sammy.
Hi,
Sammy.
Hi, hi, ladies.
Hi. How are you?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
All right.
I'm here. All right.
Just having a nice little friendly conversation, I hear, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still love each other. We just disagree on things. That's all.
We get passionate about certain couples and there's certain characters.
Yeah. But I think we're adults about it, though. I mean, we're discussing it, but we're not. You know, I mean, we're not pulling each other's hair out. We're not calling each other names, you know.
Yeah. It's some background noise.
I mean, you can try to, like...
Okay.
I think it's my computer.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an echo. It's
an
echo.
Yeah.
echo.
I had mine shut off. When I'm on the phone, I don't know
that
if you guys are on the phone or what, but you got to shut it off.
Yeah.
Just listen to it.
Okay,
on
I
phone.
Turned. It was my computer on your page. I just turned it off.
Yeah.
All right, there.
Somebody in chat said that. What did it say? That. What are they saying? That Desam has more of a story, but they've been together
no, no.
for a long time. I mean, I respect you, love Jason and Sam and everything, but they've been together for so long. I haven't really seen anything. I don't know. I try to get into being a Jason and Sam fan, but I don't see. There is no story. I mean, they've been together for over a year now. However, I mean, they're going on their adventures. That's it. And sitting down and eating Chinese food. I just don't. I don't see how
it's kind of a dry spell lately. So,
I tried to back in the day. I almost was a Jasam fan for like a second.
I never.
I mean, I saw why they, you know, they were, you know, I saw the chemistry a little bit, you know, because she lost the baby, and I saw how Jason was really
starting to have feelings for her and everything. And
yeah.
But I think being as a liaison fan first, and, you know, I don't know. Jason and Liz just had that build up.
Oh, you're not getting attacked. We're not attacking you.
I'm not attacking
you. No, I was being funny. All I said was the fam are boring like wild people.
We're not attacking at all.
J-Sam is amazing.
I'm just trying to understand. I almost saw what you guys see in them.
It's the eye of the beholder. Each person sees a different, different thing. That's all.
Yes.
I mean, we're not attacking anybody. I just want to get other people.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to understand.
Well, you're right. I do blame the writers, but I blame the writers from the beginning because they made the character pretty bad from the get-go.
It's just the writers for Elizabeth,
too.
Like
Patrick's character, they wrote bad.
The writing for Elizabeth has been crappy. There is no way in hell.
They made her whiny.
Elizabeth is not whiny.
They made her a little... whiny.
No,
okay.
Oh my God.
Come on.
That's right, the writing right there. I mean, it's just the way they're writing.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, I blame everything on the writers right now. I mean, Jason's been out of character for a long time. Liz has been out of character for a long time. You know, even Lucky right now, the way they're writing Lucky, just like they
don't
forgot
like it.
They forgot the last few Luckies, and so everything when he went to Elizabeth and said that into her face, it's like, wait a minute, Lucky, you slept with Sarah, you slept with Sam and Maxie. So basically, it was all Liz. Everything was, you know, it was all her, and Lucky was not to blame for anything in their lives that happened to them in the past. So I mean, I just don't understand. Why the writers are forgetting the history of this show. I mean,
they forget everything. They write, they kill all the Quartermains. I mean, it hasn't. When was the last time you really seen Monica in a good storyline?
I know. It's just sad. I used to love to come home and watch this show. I couldn't wait to get home to watch this show back in the day.
Okay, So I've extended the show to a half an hour more. I don't know if all of you guys have 8 o'clock shows to watch or whatever, but I thought with, you know, we are getting calls, so I just extended it for a half an hour more.
Yay.
Cool.
What Dawn said, we all like who we like. We like who we like.
I agree.
And we all need to get along. I mean, you could talk about your couple. We could talk about ours. We're just going to like. I've liked Liz and Jason for 10 years now. I've liked Jason and Robin for longer. You know, Jason and Robin's always going to have a place in my heart. And I would be so torn if it was between Jason and Robin and Jason and Liz right now.
Oh, my God. I would die. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I don't think I would be torn because.
Well, no.
I don't think that would ever happen. I don't think they would ever make it between them.
I know, but if they did, I would pick Liaison because I've one of them together again since I saw the connection in the box call, even when Lucky was alive before he was soon dead. I'm like, they should go there.
The box call?
I don't feel...
That's Robin and Jason first.
Yeah.
The box car. So was the bridge. That's weird.
Yeah.
I found it hard to. Yeah. I found it hard to like Liaison because of that. But
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
because it was originally, you know, because the Boxcar was originally Robin's, and then Robin and Jason's place, and then it was Lucky and Liz's, and then it was Liz. It's just too confusing for me.
This show hasn't been the same for a long time. There's no more character-driven stories.
Use the whole cast, too. Everybody got a part in every storyline. You ever watched the old Jonahasa, it was everybody, not just one or two or three characters.
And I told Carly this today. I go, if Liz and Jason, I wouldn't be so upset if Liz and Jason had been given a chance for like a year or so, at least given a try to be a family or something, and if they broke up, then I would be okay because at least they were given their beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah. It's like nobody sees anybody else there, you know? It's like Bob lives in the same town, but yet you don't see them and Robin too much together.
I know.
Like they don't run into each other. That's what Jonahasa used to be. It used to be well-rounded, character-driven, you know?
Oh, God, the character-driven stories were, like, the best. They were, like,
right.
So
instead
good.
Of the plot points, they leave it and you don't ever hear. I mean, what about when they left, what was it? I'm trying to think of a storyline where they just left it and nobody ever knew what the heck happened, which is a lot, usually. I know they like to do a lot of the Who's the Daddy storylines.
Is that direct
from kind of,
I went liaison. I mean, if they were, of course I went liaison. They were never given a chance at all.
If they had been given
at least 6 months to a year to write a really good story, and if they broke up, I'd be okay about it because at least they were given that story. And then there could always be a chance that maybe they could get back together again because, you know, no couples on daytime last forever, you know.
Oh,
like
God.
That's what's so bad about it because Sam has had, she and Jason, they've had chance over and over and over.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's right. I don't think
so
I don't
lucky,
really get
lucky
it. And
like over
and
over.
Franz likes Jasmine.
Who does?
Franz.
Oh, yeah, Franz, I mean,
he's a big-time fan.
Well,
it's not that he likes Jasmine. He's a big-time
Kelly
fan.
It's about backstage politics anyway.
Yeah.
That's all about. That's the bottom line, you know. And until things have changed and people are moved out of their offices,
I think they should bring back Wendy Rich or Claire LeBant. That would be good.
I like Jason with Liz. So who do you like Jason with? I like him with Liz. I've always liked him with Liz.
Who do I like Jason with? I like him with Robin.
I'm like him with Robin. And I like him with Robin, so I miss Robin and Jason's friendship. And even Liz and Jason, they could be in a scene together as a friend. Or some, that's how the relationship began. It was friendship.
Notice how couples nowadays they don't start out that way?
Yeah,
it's like they put them all together. Spinelli did with Maxie. Started out friends.
Fixie.
Can you hear me?
Other than that, no.
Okay. They gave Lee's and Jake to be the fans.
But I never saw
the writing
after Emily Death.
Okay.
You know what, the writing more. Okay, no, I never feel that way.
For me, the writing for Liz and Jason, a long time ago, back in 1999, they gave us the baby, but come on. Hey, you answer that one, Carly.
1999, after Robin left, you mean?
They gave us the baby, but come on, they could be friends. They,
Liz and Jason.
You know, they put on a couple of things together.
They won't do that, though. They won't do that. They won't.
Okay. Okay, exactly. You lay until
everybody friends.
Okay, I really want to say something. Exactly. You lay on fans to be happy. Liz, Dave, Jason, and son. Sam can never do that. That sucks. You know what? I'm so glad that Sam cannot give Jason a son because, God, what would she do with her own kids? Stitch? And to be kidnapped? And then say, oh, honey, I sold our baby. This is when
actually,
you had Jason back.
Wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't it? I don't know if I'd be I'm sure they're happy that Jason and Liz have a kid together, but I'm sure they could have thought of a better way of them. Liaison fans would have liked a better way of it happening.
Well, at least with us having the baby, there's always, with Liz and Jason having the baby, there's always a chance that they could have their family again in the future.
Yeah.
You know, they have, they're bonded forever. And, you know, I mean, they.
Well, that's if they don't change things. They always change everything.
Yeah, I know. Steve Byrne even said, I think I read somewhere that he said, if you're going to change his paternity to Lucky's, then I don't even want you to make Jake mine.
Right.
Jason.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't really matter what Steve says because they're going to do what they want to do.
I know.
Well, unless you kill a Monaco, then, you know, you can listen to.
Kelly what?
Monaco.
Oh, unless you kill me, Monaco, you don't get it. Listen to, I mean, you know, oh, Brian Fonz, oh, I'm Brian, they are taking away Steve from me. I can't do this. I cannot work with Greg Vaughn anymore. Please, help me. Help me, Brian
Fonz. Actually,
they
fired Greg, so she didn't have nobody to go with.
Well, I know she threw Greg Vaughn under the bus, if you ask me.
I think it was rotten. They shouldn't have did it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good JJ didn't know anything about it either. JJ didn't know that they fired him or got rid of him like that. Because JJ said he wouldn't have came back if he knew that it was going to push. He thought that Greg was leaving. That's what they told JJ. Yeah.
Is that really?
Wow, that's so screwed up. That's messed up.
That's hard. Well, he hasn't been in the soap world for a while. He was off doing movies and his band and stuff, and this is the way.
Right.
Not only GH, practically all.
No, I mean, that was scandalous of GH.
Underhand and stuff, you know, and it's always about the office politicking and.
You know, you got to respect JJ, though, because he would have never did it. And he came out publicly and said, I would have never came back if I knew it was going to push somebody else out of a job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. But this kind of thing, not only is it done in the soap world, but it's done in the corporate world. I mean, it's
That's
just the kind of world that we live in. And
sadly,
it's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Yeah, they were good together. Greg and Sam
were
hot
very
together.
Good together.
I love
and
them.
Plus,
together.
He's so
I love
Greg Vaughn.
I was becoming to be a Sam fan, too, when she was independent from Jason and when she had her own life outside of Jason. She was becoming a character I could like. And when she became
she wasn't. She was becoming independent and she wasn't crying all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
There for a while, she was crying a lot. I mean, she was unhappy. She was crying a lot. I mean, come on, in the show, she was crying. She was upset with Jason or they were fighting or, you know, it was always something. And she was unhappy at the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then her character started being independent, being, you know.
Her own woman.
Right, her own woman and not letting the man tell her what to do. That's how that's the Sam I like. I like all the women like that, actually. They should all be like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the problem with this show right now. All the women are needy. They're not strong women.
The men begging. No, I'm kidding.
Sam's not a strong woman either right now. She's needy because
Look at, you know.
No. It wasn't real love tears, though. She was crying about other things. I mean,
yeah.
She was crying about when she slept with her who was that, Rick?
Yeah.
That all happened.
That, Rick.
And how it put a strain on her and her mom's relationship. You know, they were just finally getting, working things
Mommy.
Out and stuff. It was a big strain on their relationship again. I mean, it wasn't only just about Jason that she's crying.
Yes.
Yeah, well, she chose to sleep with Rick. I mean, that was her plan, you know. So, you know.
Yeah,
I know.
That's,
and you know what? And I'm going to say this. You know, I told Mr. Cody, when Liz walked up those stairs to see Jason, she didn't go there to sleep with him. I want to get that straight. She didn't go out there to sleep with him. She wanted somebody to talk to, because that was the part.
Yeah.
That is part of the relationship. They always went to each other to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And she was about to walk out.
Well, you know what, I think what it, in the perspective is I'm kind of in the middle here. I'm not, you know, because I'm not a Liaison fan, but I'm definitely not a Jasmine fan.
Yeah.
But if I can kind of look at perspective from both sides, I can see your side, but I can kind of see what they're saying too. But it's not that it's true. It's just, you know how for the longest time that Liz and Jason weren't talking at all? And then all of a sudden they start putting them talking again like they're friends. So it kind of threw people off, you know? I mean,
well, why? Why? Because
but they
why?
Do that with all. Well, they
because
do that
random.
With all his loves. So they do that. If you're not in love with Jason, you're not in his orbit. You know what I mean?
That's not true.
He can't talk to somebody. Well, he's not talking to Liz right now because of the fact that if he does that, all his, just like he doesn't talk to Robin that much either, because they can't be in his orbit, because then that reminds people of
that
couple, and deep writers don't want that.
Well, that's how
they keep it that way.
He's written,
I get it. I see what you're saying there. Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just saying that's just the way the writers are.
Mm-hmm.
They write it where all Jason's past loves are, you know, they don't exist in Jason's world right now, you know, because it's all about, you know, what's going on now, you know. Instead of keeping people friendly and friends, you know, like it should be.
They make them act like they don't know each other.
Y and R. Right. And you might see a scene maybe here and there once in a great while, but that's why it threw them off, too, because you get, for a while, for a couple years, they weren't talking. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, then they push them and they start talking, you know?
Yeah.
So they're like, wait a minute here. So they don't understand the friendship between, is what I'm saying. They don't understand the friendship between Jason and Liz, because they didn't see it for 2 years or a year or whatever it was that they were not talking. You know?
Yeah, just like with Robin and Jason, they hardly have any, they're not in any scenes together. When was their last scene together, like in the coffee shop or what?
I think it was, at his house. I think it was at the penthouse when he finally apologized to her.
It was at her house, and he said that he was sorry, and that was a couple months ago.
Oh, it was at her house. Oh, I thought it was at his house. Okay, right.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the last time they were together.
Right, and that's how they do it. They don't want to remind you. They want you to just focus on the couple they want you to focus on right now, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, unfortunately, it's not too many people focusing on too much of anybody. I think that's the biggest problem.
The only thing that's keeping me watching right now is Brenda being back, and I like what's going on with that. But
I love Brenda and Jason's relationship, even if it's platonic. I think the way they have this
they're the best non-couple ever.
Sam admitted today that there's this chemistry. She said today it was like watching a television scene or whatever, something.
Actually, Steve is close with all his co-stars, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. He's just, Steve's he's a very likable guy.
He's a sweet guy. He's
awesome.
He's a very nice guy.
I met him and I talked to him for, you know, for a few minutes or whatever, and he's a really down-to-earth funny guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been following him since he was on that show Out of This World back in the 80s or something.
Uh-huh.
There was a show Out of This World. It was on for like a few years or 4 years, and he was so funny. He got this real blonde hair. He was like, this dude. He was so cute. And he's funny. He used to be a comedian in real life, too. You know?
Yeah, I know. He would be great as a comedian, actually. He had me rolling and laughing. I mean, especially when he walks like Sonny.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. He is so funny.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then he'll joke about Jason, and the only thing he knows how to wear is T-shirts and leather jackets.
Oh, I'm so sick of
yeah.
So, I mean, even it just changed the colors. My God, I'm so tired of the black. I'm trying to think, when did he start wearing the black all the time?
I know. It's the same shirt every single day.
I wonder how many black shirts he really truly has.
What do you mean? I'm reading in the chat room. How do you know you're not?
Wait. Anything
fan,
off screen too? Like, well, you know, okay. The reason why I said what I said was, I just see whenever.
Okay. Let's get one thing straight. Okay, actors are actors. They do a part. That's it.
Oh my.
You know, that's their part.
Mm-hmm.
It's separate from that's what they get paid to do. They make it seem real to you, but it's just the
part.
No,
that's
so
not what I'm saying, Don. You're just coming off.
In the chat room. I was
what?
Talking to the person in the chat room.
Okay.
I wasn't talking to you.
I just see when Steve is working with Kimberly or Laura or Vanessa even, oh, Elizabeth, his face lights up. You don't see that interaction with him and Kelly.
In my opinion, I haven't seen Steve Burton in really, when he was working with Kimberly.
I think you're making it out of, are you guys reading what he's saying in there about Kelly said Steve was her rock? I think Steve isn't Kelly's rock.
She broke up with her boyfriend, right? She was in a relationship and she broke up. And I think in an interview I read an article about.
Yeah. Well, why do people seem to think the character has anything to do with the? I don't know.
Real people.
That's what I get.
I think people get too obsessed with it myself.
Real life has nothing to do with it.
I agree with you,
the other person. If you read in the chat room what they're putting, it sounds like they think Kelly says that Steve was her rock, and that's how all those rumors get started about how, what was it before that Steve, somebody spread around Steve was doing something with one of the co-stars, which was bogus. He's married. He's happily married.
Well, I know a couple of years ago, they had put out this rumor about he and Becky. That's when I first, you know, started. I read a couple of things. I said, oh, these people are really sick, you know. And he and Becky, they're very, very close. I mean, they're families are all close, you know. He and what's the other actor who plays Becky's brother? They're all close. Yeah, you know, they're all very close. But I've never heard where he and Kelly are close. I don't, you know. I'm sure he has a friendship, and he tries, you know, he tries to get along with all of the cast, you know.
It's
I don't think he's that kind of person. But it's just a totally different thing with he and Liz and, you know.
Right. I mean, he's married. He's happily married.
Mm-hmm.
His wife is a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
You get it on screen. Why would you sit there and make something up off screen?
People make up this crap, you know.
I know. It's terrible.
It's stupid.
You know, I remember Kimberly said, someone, or I read it in an interview, that she tries to keep her work and her private life separate, which I admired that, because I think she said she really didn't really go out with a lot of the people after work or whatever, because she wanted to keep that part of her life separate,
mm-hmm.
her job and her work. And I admire
mm-hmm.
that because,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, you want to keep,
right.
you know, try to keep a private life.
I mean,
know?
Some of them do, like, actually Kimberly went to Steve's wedding and so did Rebecca. So it's like.
Yeah, and so did Sunny, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
they
it's nice
went.
To hear.
Maurice went to his wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, but
I
just hate when people make things up.
Too.
I mean, he's happily
mm-hmm.
married. He loves his wife. And
oh, no. You guys know. Wait. Dawn, you still here, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Sunny's here.
Mm-hmm.
We lost the other one.
I'm here.
Well, no, I know you're here, but we lost that one that called in the beginning, Brava, and that was the one that ate. Yeah, well, I just wanted to say I didn't do anything.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. No, but I mean, I just like to, even Becky doesn't have a Twitter account. She lets her husband handle all that because she knows how mean they could get on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
People are really mean. Or how about the Lisa character? Have you guys heard what they're
tweeting
yes. after for
yeah.
that? Oh my gosh!
What?
What happened?
They're nasty to her. The one that plays Lisa.
Uh huh.
They're sending her death threats through Twitter.
Oh yeah, they did that to Becky. They did that to Becky in 06 or 07, something like that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And Steve,
Steve stopped all of
the mail from coming to her, and it would only come to him, so he could go through it. You know, I mean, people, you know, fans are crazy.
Annie.
Not just
Hi,
people,
Annie.
Fans are just whacked out. You know.
But you know what we used to do? I don't think you could send food anymore, but I remember the liaison fans got, like, a big cake. They ordered, like, a huge cake.
Yeah.
They probably don't accept that anymore because people could poison. I mean, people are crazy.
I know.
People are whacked out, you know.
I mean, was it Julie Berman has a bakery here?
A bake shop.
If we could still do that, I'm sure. Because I don't live far from the bake. I'm probably like 40, 45 minutes away or whatever. I'm like thinking if we could still do that, I'd probably go order some cupcakes and, you know, send out my love to them or our love from the liaison fans or even to the Jason and Robin fans, you know.
Oh, yeah. We sent a cake before, and you know what? I asked Steve if he ever got it, and he said no.
Really?
I'm serious.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that we send, he never gets.
Yeah.
I don't know who gives it, but
what about
somebody
like you said, gave them a certificate.
Watch
what
those people in the mail room.
We sent them a award for, you know, when they did night shift for doing such a great job. We sent him a award with, you know, for night shift doing extra special. Actor, you know, something like that. And he didn't get that either.
They called it. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Really?
And these things aren't, you know, because I know you guys probably spend some money. They're not cheap. And for some reason, Kimberly or I don't even, hopefully Liz or Rebecca gets it. Does she get your stuff? Because Steve told me that for some reason, he's only getting a certain, you know, certain fan base.
Certain things, things. Yeah, certain
okay,
things.
Somebody in the chat room said that
Becky Lover was talking about how Steve and Kelly are best. Oh, no, she meant Becky.
She said she meant Becky because Kelly and they're not best
she
friends.
She meant to say Steve and Becky. Because Steve and Becky are best friends outside their book.
Yeah, they really are. Their husbands and wives are. They're all friends.
Yeah, they're all friends.
Mm-hmm. The whole family.
It has nothing to do with their job. They're just all friends.
They're just really good friends. And in real life,
I mean, they've known each other for forever, just like Kimberly.
They all know each other forever,
you know?
I'm sure Kimberly and Jay and Steve Burton are really good friends. They've known each other for, like, 20 years.
Yeah, and actually Kimberly knows his wife, too. So does Rebecca. I mean, they all know each other because they've been working with each other for so long. Matter of fact, don't quote me, but I think I'm pretty sure that Steve's wife used to work on set at General Hospital.
Because that's how Steve met her.
She was working there.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was is that she looked so much like the character of Courtney.
But he met her before Courtney.
She's better looking than Courtney. She's better looking than Courtney.
They married before he even started had Courtney.
Oh really? Okay.
Now Courtney.
I tolerated a lot more than I did Jason and Sam.
Everybody thinks that, but no, Courtney wasn't even thought of until his wife was. He met her way before that storyline even came out.
Yeah, everybody. I'm sure me too. I agree with that too. I think that everybody on this set like each other.
I think it's great they can be friends off.
If it's not real life.
I mean, it's just the part.
If you didn't like the person you're acting with, I'm sure it would show on.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard an interview with Luke from the people on As the World Turns. There was a big Nuke fans. I'm a Noah and Luke shipper, you know, and they were doing a fan event, and they were asking them, "How are they really good friends off screen?" And they said, "Yeah." And they said, "I think it has to do with being off screen. It'll go on screen too. You can see if I didn't show on screen.
I think Kimberly and Kelly are pretty good friends now too.
Yeah, but they are too.
I mean, they all are. I mean, off screen.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't if I didn't like the person.
I mean, it's just a job,
with.
Like I said. At the end of the day, they're saying it's just.
And the problem
they know it ain't real.
And the problem is that a lot of people take it way too personal. I was on YouTube. I was commenting on a... There was a video of the SmackDown that happened with the... That we won the SmackDown, that the liaison won the SmackDown. It was from a Jasam fan. And I went on there and I just commented on it saying how, oh, yeah, Jason and Liz are the best, whatever, and they'll be together. I don't remember exactly what I wrote, but I don't think I really was saying anything... I was just commenting how I felt about Liz and Jason, and about 6 months later down the line, they finally comment on my thing, and I was like, well, wait a minute, you know? I was like, okay, here. I didn't expect this, and so I went and commented back, and it was back and forth, a debate.
Just have evil people.
Back and forth, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Even mine probably has some screwballs in there somewhere.
Yeah, and they kind of even attacked me personally. I felt a personal attack. I'm like, wait a minute. Don't attack me personally.
I know, yeah.
I'm like, so if you really want to debate your couple, why don't you just come to the show where, you know, and they're like, well, why would I want to waste
but
my
see,
time?
That,
and then I keep thinking, well, why
waste
your time?
That's the mature thing to do.
You can waste
it's
your time
mature.
in another medium. Well, why can't you come on air or whatever? It's the same thing, just in a different venue or whatever, you know?
All right.
So, I mean,
no one's going to win the argument because, like I said, everybody loves what they love, you know?
Like,
I mean, why fight over it? I mean, come on.
No, and I kind of blocked them. I eventually blocked them because it was just getting way out of control.
I mean, some of them are like, I think some people in this all fan bases, not just one fan base, I mean, all fan bases
mm-hmm.
have nuts. you know, and then you're going to get people that are like under the age of 18 and show it, you know. I mean, you're going to have rotten apples everywhere. It's just the way. You just have to learn to ignore it.
I do. I'm the person in the, she said, well, I don't attack fans either, you know, because I know we're never going to agree. I mean, you're going to like who you like, and I will like who I like, and I respect.
Right. I mean, what's
like,
the point?
Okay, you
I mean,
guys, we have 10.
Like I said earlier, I understood why you were a Jason and Sam fan, because I, for a second there, I almost became a Jason and Sam fan, but I, out of respect, you know, because I Liz and Jason were, you know, I was still one of them together, but I mean, I could understand why people like Jason and Sam, you know, I mean, but I just can't, and I'm sure you can't understand why we like Liz and Jason. We're just going to disagree on that, so... We're not going to convince each other to, like, change who we like, and I respect
that.
No,
you just agree to disagree. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you disagree
to
disagree. And this attacking of fan bases doesn't get anywhere. It just makes – and that's why we had this show tonight, because it seemed like we were being attacked for like, bashing Kelly or whatever, bashing the character of Sam, and it's like, wait a minute. That's the reason why we had this show. It's like the fire was – and then it spread, and then it's like we were being accused of like bashing Kelly or whatever, and it could have been anybody that did it. So you know, I mean, I just feel sometimes we have to defend, you know, whatever, and I you know, so I mean, I respect people that like who they like, you know. I was a Brenda and Sunny fan, and I respect people who like Brenda and Sunny. I was a Brenda and Zach fan, so I would love that triangle, but I was more on Brenda and Zach, you know, so it's like, you know, just like in Lifetime, you know, you're going to have your couples. Like, I'm a big Damon and Elena fan, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff fun in the Elena fans going at it, too, you know, so.
Or Beverly Hills 90210, when they used to be on. I mean, the one, not this one, the other one.
Are you talking about
Brenda?
I was a Brenda and Dylan fan. Oh my God, I was a big shipper
Brenda
for Brenda.
Brenda and Dylan?
Yeah, Brenda and Dylan.
Me too.
I was so Brenda and Dylan, but oh my God! But then you know all the backstage stuff that was going on. I guess they had to let her go or something. You know, I guess she wasn't getting along with anybody.
That's what they say, but then they had that reunion, and it wasn't like that at all. I think it was just her life was messed up at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
so,
she did get fired from the other Aaron Sterling, so.
Did she? What was that
Yeah,
one?
It's. But she's more mature now than she was then, is what I'm saying. They did the reunion, and they get along all fine. It's just. And they still talk to each other.
Okay, can people in this album, can they still hear us? Okay.
Did it go off?
No,
it went off, but you guys, guess what, I use my cell phone just to see, and...
I use my cell phone, too.
What Jason?
No,
what Jason faints on October 11th? What is that all about?
See, it's still letting people call in. That's why I was. It went off. I'm
yeah,
done.
They
it went off.
Listen.
So, can you hear us in the chat room, anybody?
Because Don, the reason why I was asking is because they said it went off streaming. Don?
Who's screaming?
No, it went off streaming.
Oh.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
But then I used the cell phone and you still can call in, so that's why
I was asking.
Yeah, that's why I was asking.
You can hear on the cell phone. You just can't hear on the player. I don't think you can hear on the player.
Okay. What was I going to say? What happened is the show coming back. Is he talking? Okay.
They mean they can't hear it, like I said. They can't hear it unless they have a cell phone and they call in. And they can either talk or they can choose to listen. You can either talk to the host or you can choose to just listen.
Okay. Probably.
Thank you, Dawn.
Got cut off. Probably, I don't hear anything.
Probably
okay.
Was it the live streaming that got cut off?
Yeah, the live streaming.
Yeah, for some reason. I tried making for like a half an hour more, and it let me, but it cut the thing.
Yeah, I think we should have made it for 2 hours or something. The problem is, even the longer you make it, it goes by so fast, you know?
Yeah, it does, when we're talking. Yeah, it does.
I know.
I say good thing that I have free nights and weekends.
You know what you should do, Dawn? What phone company are you with?
What phone company? I'm with
cell phone. Okay, because with Comcast, if you call like a thing a lot of times, like if it's during the day and or whatever, if you call that number a lot, it would not count in your nights and weekends thing.
Oh, really? See, but I get free nights and weekends, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anytime after 7 o'clock my time is all free. They don't count against me.
Oh, so tell the people in the chat they can't hear you. Okay. I think we did that right. Okay, and you know, how did you say her name inside? The Jason fan?
XOXO.
Oh, the Jasmine fan?
Yeah.
I don't think that they don't hear.
Yeah, Susie, I'm glad you got the email that I sent out. I wasn't sure if you were going to be home. And.
Oh, yeah, I got it. But I didn't want to delay because I was watching a television show. That's why I didn't come on, you know. But this show actually aired at 10 p.m., right?
It depends where you're at, yeah.
Normally when Carly has her shows, it's at 11 o'clock, but this time it was at 10. So I said bad time because I was watching this television show, so that's why I didn't come on.
Well, that's because I think I had it at that time, so she kind of just did it for me, I guess.
Well, I did it for you, and I also did it for someone who's on the phone line that said that she might have to watch this show at 8 o'clock. Terry?
Oh, huh?
What?
Are you paying attention?
I'm talking in chat. I'm just, this person in chat, she seems like she's a really nice to sound fan, and I'm just letting her know that
She's nice. It's just some of the stuff I was like throwing me off kilter.
Yes, I was.
Oh, crap. Okay, you guys are probably going to hear later, but I was supposed to announce that Raycon Radio will be on at 8 o'clock our time tomorrow night for so. And I was supposed to announce it tonight on the real broadcast, but I forgot. So I hope
Christy's
people come.
Having a show tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to.
Yeah,
I'll
try to make it. Yeah, I'll try to make it. Saturdays and Sundays are hard for me, I know. I work.
Well, son,
I'm a realtor,
son.
So I do it.
Son.
I do a lot of business on the weekends.
I imagine, yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's funny. I've been on Blog Talk for the past 5 days. I did two of my show. I was on Grady. I was on a really good show, Jason and Robin. I was trying to plug you there, Don.
Okay.
I was trying to.
Okay.
Yeah, Don, when is your next show?
Oh, okay. Well,
when's mine? Probably
yeah.
The same day, probably Thursday of next week.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we can talk on the phone until we get cut off.
I know.
What happened the last time.
Terry's my nice little co-host.
No, I'm just talking to her because she says, oh, okay, because she asked me if I was on the phone, and I go, yes, I was on the co-host, and then she goes, oh, okay, well, sorry that happened, but I promise that, I mean, she says, because something happened to me on YouTube, you know, and
yep.
There are so many bad apples in both fan bases.
Of course, yeah. Well,
huh?
Bad apples,
you know, right now,
bad apples everywhere.
You know, right now I'm living in my Billy and Victoria bubble. So, yeah, because that's the only couple I have right now.
But, honey, Jack and Phyllis are going at it again. I said, you know, they have great chemistry.
Yay!
I like Jack and Phyllis. Mm-hmm. Together. I like them.
You know, I'm...
Oh, boy, Red. I always like when he calls her Red, you know. You know, so, yeah, they seem to be going at it now on the stairways. I said, uh-oh, you go, girl.
Not like Nicholas right now, to be honest. I mean, I don't like Nicholas right now on Lionel.
Correct, Dawn? Correct, exactly. I should have said exact. I don't know why I said correct.
In all fan bases.
Yep.
No apologies needed. They are something there's bad apples in the world. What are you going to do? That's just the way it is.
Yep. See, it's like, it's funny because us soap fans, we're like so passionate about things, you know?
We are.
It's like,
yeah,
passionate
about
our soap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same as being politics. You know how passionate people are in politics?
Yeah.
Us soap people are the same way.
The crazy soap fans, yeah.
Yeah.
The crazy soap fans, boy. I tell you.
But I think they go too far sometimes. I mean, when you're threatening somebody there's a difference in between fiction, you know, like there's a difference in between a character in real life, and you got to divide that.
Well,
you know
you hear about
when
even
I see,
actors on, you know, who do film, they're stalked and people write letters. I mean, it's just so many wackos out there.
Oh, is there anyone going to the soap cruise? No.
No, I can't afford to go to the soap cruise. I don't do soap cruises.
Oh,
I don't do PAs. I
now,
don't have
I
the money.
It,
I don't have
now,
the
they
time.
Do have, they actually do, Rick Springfield has a, when he does it, he has a drawing where he picks somebody to go for free.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
I never win.
You know,
really?
I've liked Rick Springfield forever. He's the only concert I've ever been to.
Oh.
You know that song? Okay. About the phone number.
Huh?
He has this. Don, he has a phone number. Song about a phone number. I mean, not about a phone number, but... Yeah, well, crap, I don't remember that song, but he did it on General Hospital, too.
Jesse's Girl?
And he, yeah, well, I mean, he sang on the Daytime Emmys Awards a couple of years ago, too.
Yeah.
He's probably Jesse's Girl. He's more known for that song.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to be hot in the day, I tell you.
Oh, back in the day.
He still is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
He's still not bad. I mean, for his age, he looks good for his age. I mean, now let's admit Steve looks really good for his age.
Yes.
See, I don't want to say Steve better stop working out. He's getting too damn big. He looks fine, Steve.
Okay.
I've always loved his arms. He has the best arms in daytime. That man has some arms. Oh, I love it. But he's getting too big.
That would make
now.
Your mouth water. I mean,
huh?
just recently, Steve gave a picture out of himself with his shirt off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have.
Okay,
yeah.
So don't think I'm weird, you guys, but I had a crush on Anthony Gilly, okay? And then my little brother got. Okay. Hey, I just said don't laugh either.
I'm sorry.
But then. But
you had
then,
a crush on
sorry,
who?
Sorry.
Anthony Gilly.
Luke, the one that plays Luke?
Yeah, okay, but then I freaking found out that he was my dad's age. And then there was something wrong. I mean, not that I'm saying there was, but when I found that out, that I'm like, crap, I'm sticking with Bradford then.
Well,
you
Steve
know?
Burton, he's
well,
Steve Burton. He
someone's
is, he
cute.
Is the
it doesn't matter the
age.
Huh?
It
doesn't, you can still find somebody attractive. It doesn't matter what their age is.
I know, but that.
Of course.
What happened? Okay, I'm sorry. I was talking in chat. What, did you just say about you liked Tony Geary? You were saying that.
Okay, yeah.
That's what her buddy said.
She had the hot
for old Tony Geary, TG.
Just like Laura?
You know who I had the hot for? Mac.
Mac was gorgeous in his day.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's still
a very, very attractive man. Very attractive.
You know, give me,
man. Yeah, he is.
Give me some.
I'm old, though, so.
Huh?
Well, wait. Okay, maybe I should ask you, Leo, but I was just curious how old you are. I was just curious.
I'm 40 years old.
Okay,
oh,
that's nothing.
I'm almost there, not quite, and okay.
Girls, please. You act like that's just, oh, my God. My daughter is 41, 42. Jeez.
Well, 40 is a great age.
40 is a great age.
My daughter's 24.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
I had
her young.
Like, you had her when you were like, what, seven? How old?
I was pregnant at 17, I had her.
Okay, because my sister has a 26-year-old and she's 45 or something. She had her when she was 19.
My mom had my sister when she was 19, almost 20.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's talking
to Annie.
Is she talking to me?
No, I think
she's talking to Annie.
Okay. Oh, okay, thanks.
I can't believe I'm talking with
the DeSound Founders, and it's a really respectful conversation, you know?
I think the DH has taken Sam in the wrong direction. She and all the other cast members are taken in the wrong direction.
I don't know if we are going to have a show on Monday. It depends if I still have a voice from Saturday night, and
what's happening on Saturday night?
I'm sure you will.
Wow.
I'm co-hosting 2 hours with Christy on my radio.
What does that have to do with Monday?
Okay.
Don't you talk every day?
I've been doing this like.
What do you guys talk about when you're on Christy's? Because I like Christy. So I don't know.
Sometimes
it goes off topic and we talk about.
Like this, though. I was going to say, we're only talking about fan rules tonight. But, you know, I have all these statistics to get out of my head. But now, it kind of did not go the way I was hoping it would. And so all my looking up things at 4 o'clock in the morning and all that kind of went out the window. I was just looking at, like, how far, you know, fan roads went back,
right.
How far, like,
I'm just wondering when it is. I'll come listen to the show when you're co-hosting.
Well, it was supposed to be tonight, but we went off topic. We didn't go off topic, but someone is evil. And Don, you're not evil, and Silly, you're not evil.
She's asking me if I was excited that Liz is coming back, and I go, yes, I am, but I also said, but I'm worried what the writers are going to do with her.
Yeah, I am, too. I'm wondering what's the storyline going to be, because
rush her with
back
Nicholas. My God, that's
so
sad.
And she said, I hope
I'm
she
so
has a tired
of that.
Home
oh,
mixing,
I'm so tired of
but
that.
But it could have been played better. I think, okay. I would like, I just would like to see a nursery all her own right now.
They'll probably put Liz in the little bubble like they have Robin in her little bubble.
I certainly hope not.
Then,
they are wasting that girl's talent, you know, just like they really wasting Steve's. They just don't allow these characters any growth. My God, give them a storyline.
I don't think
Becky,
the baby. Yeah, I know. They were talking about the baby is lucky, but I don't see Aiden, and I'm not trying to be. I just don't see Aiden sticking around.
And where is this little baby going to crawl off to?
Yes.
Where is he going?
Oh, are we talking about the baby she just had?
Definitely
lucky.
Yeah.
No, wait. I'm not saying in real life. I'm saying on the show baby.
Of course, that's because that's not a real baby. It's a fictional baby. We understand that.
Okay, the fictional baby.
But you just want the baby gone, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, I do not. Okay, fine. I do not want to get accused of saying that, but... But, yeah, I know the baby's lucky, but I'm not liking the fact because of Bond, who I'm lucky for.
But the baby, it's better being lucky than Nicholas's.
I wish it was somebody else, you know.
Nicholas and her together at all, for sure.
No,
I mean, that should have never happened. That was nasty.
That was kind of nasty,
So if I have to choose between Lucky and Nicholas for a father, I would pick Lucky over Nicholas with her baby because Nicholas was with Emily, and I can't see him with Liz. And I hope they don't go that way.
What was I going to say? But no, by now, my only stepson I'm in love with, and I might watch tonight and I'll wait too. Sunday is Rhino just because I need my Billy and Victoria 6.
Okay, now XOXO said, Liz's character could be doing so much more. I believe the only time I felt she was actually doing something was the whole liaison to Sam stuff.
Yeah.
That's basic. Well, and then Anne 24 said true. But she actually, do you agree with that? I don't know if I don't know.
What? You don't know what?
Oh, but I agree that Emily Sue never died. You know who I thought Sue died?
Yes, I agree with that.
I'm thinking of someone that I want to bump off. Okay, I want to bump off Nicholas.
Bumped off.
Okay, there's Aiden, there's Nicholas. Who else? Sam? Who else?
Okay, if I say that, I will probably get my hand slapped tonight. So I
Why?
Will be
who's gonna slap your hand? Isn't this your show? What are you gonna do? Slap yourself upside your head?
Well, that's true. Okay, fine, Sam. I would not mind if you just met a little Cliff, and the Cliff had like
mine.
What?
I'm just reading what's in chat.
I was thinking, no, I was being funny. How? If Sam and Barbara was fighting a little nice little dial ending to her.
What it says, LXO says, and I think that if she did more, I would grow to like her character, but I feel like it's always going to be this liaison to Sam stuff, and that's not fair to us, all of us. Well, I kind of think the same way with Sam. I mean, I feel like Sam was growing a little bit when she was with Lucky. I should say that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because they don't see that part of it because
yeah.
they like.
True. Well, she did say Sam needs more than Jason. Yeah, I agree.
Sam needs
more than Jason.
Crybaby when she's with Jason.
Yeah, Don, did you watch any primetime shows? I'm just wondering. I don't know why I'm wondering, but I'm wondering. Did you watch any good shows, or do you not watch primetime, or do you have a favorite primetime show? Or,
I don't really. I spend more time online than I do watching TV. I think that's my problem.
I know. I was just wondering. Hey, Shirley, was that one that was on tonight with Tom? You know,
Selleck, yes, very good show. Very, very. It's a cop show. Very good show. And another good primetime show is Hawaii 5-0. But to me, my favorite primetime, other than Grey's, is Criminal Minds. That's excellent.
Oh, that's a really
excellent,
good show.
Excellent show. Excellent show.
Yeah, I do have to watch Grey's Anatomy. I love Grey's Anatomy. I tweeted with it about the show, but hopefully she's gonna get some much needed rest because she was working like 10 hours on the bus this week and
I was telling Sam that I agree with that Sam needs more with Jason, but I was starting to like Sam when she was with Lucky and independent of Jason, and she was having adventures of some sort with Lucky or something. I don't know if they're adventures per se, but she went to Mexico, they were doing something together, whatnot, or I don't know.
We are going to talk until. No, I just said we are going to talk until this thing cuts us off.
Well, that's what we always do.
We said we always do, yeah.
And,
as
soon as you say something like that, then that's
like
when we get cut off.
I did not say. Hey, but you said it last night.
Last night you said, I think I asked, and then you're like, well, it's you said something, and then it cut us off right after I asked.
Right, like that. I know. Bang. They cut you off. They cut you off. Well,
yes.
No ball game tonight. I was maybe I get to watch my ball game tomorrow.
Okay. Hello.
Mhm.
Okay. Damn it. You know, I put I go sometimes I go to on to YouTube and look at Jason Robbins videos and everything, and I've like saved their videos, you know. And every time I see Jason and Robin videos and Jason and Sam, or Jason and Sam, oh my God, I just said that. Jason and Liz, I start, even watching these videos, I start crying and acting
on
you. You know, it's like, oh, it's
my
like,
husband thinks I'm strange.
You guys, Christy is on the phone too. So I'm
Hi.
On
the
radio.
Hi, Christy.
I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm talking to the person in chat. Go ahead.
Jason needs to be with Liz and his son. I agree with that. Oh, Christy, Sully is here, and Dawn is here, and Terry and I are here. So.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, we met at Steve's event. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, I do. You were the Jason and Robin fan. Like, didn't we meet in the bathroom?
Yes.
Of all the places to meet, you meet people in the bathroom. Yeah.
Actually, it was a
blast. You were the Jason fan, too. Yeah. I was so tired that night, too. I was, like, dog tired because I had just came back from New Orleans that morning because I was fixing a move down to New Orleans, and I was like, damn, I really wish I could have came back, like, the day before and get more rest, and
right.
It was bad, like, I was so dog tired, and I would have done, like, even more promotion for Liaison Radio than just, like, sitting there, but I was so tired, I was so tired.
Yeah,
I
didn't
promote how tired
at
I was.
All, I just wanted to see Steve, I didn't care, I wanted my,
yeah,
I just,
yeah.
Yeah, he was like,
I wanted to see Steve, too, of course, because I was like, oh
was,
you know.
He's
awesome.
Better looking in person, don't you agree?
Yeah. He's kind of like, wow. Yeah.
Those
he's probably one of like almost 40-year-olds I've ever seen. Like, wow, pretty damn good for 40.
Yeah.
He's hilarious,
too.
Like, I was so nervous. Like, before, like, my first time meeting him, I was super nervous. But I was like, I think I'll be fine once he gets out and gets up there and, like, he starts cracking jokes on stage, and you're just like, oh, this is funny.
Yeah, he was
comedian.
Cool.
Yeah.
I took my mom with me so I wasn't by myself, right? So I'm sitting there, and Steve walks in, and I'm like, all of a sudden, I can't breathe. I'm like, my mom's going, oh, my God.
I was
going
to pass out the first time I met him.
Uh-huh.
I literally thought I was going to pass out. Like, I'm going to pass out from the sight of him. But no, I didn't.
My mom's like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I think I died and went to heaven or something, you know?
Yeah. It's like, oh, man, he's married, though.
I know. That's bad. No, well, not bad. You know what I mean. I'm married, too,
yeah.
So.
Okay. That's great. Yeah. I'm single, so I'm like, oh, man, that's like the hottest 40-year-old I've ever seen.
He's a sexy man. Very sexy.
Yeah.
He is. Very nice down-to-earth man.
He's always like, oh, I don't want to do any shirtless scenes. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Dude, have you seen your ads? Like, I guess he's, like, very self-conscious or something about the way he looks. So I was like, okay, I understand. So I'm, like, the same way. But, so. Like, every time he does a shirtless scene, I'm like, damn, that is not a 40-year-old.
Well, he actually posted a picture of himself that got his shirt on recently.
Really? Like, a recent picture?
Yeah,
recent,
and I have it.
Picture.
If you get, if I'll send it to, the email, and then I'll email it, and then you can all share it.
Mm. Oh, you know my email? Like the Liaison Radio? Email you to liaisonradio@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or, I mean, not Gmail. Hotmail, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, Hotmail.
Yeah. It'll be hot. Trust me. It'll be hot.
I just can't wait till his hair gets longer because to me it's a little bit too short.
Jason's
hair is a little bit too short. You know, just grow.
It's
like
kind of
to grow a little longer or something.
Yeah.
Too short.
Oh hey, Christy. Sorry, I'm in chat room chatting with the Desam fan. Can you believe it?
Oh my God! For real? Like, are they in
No,
or are they like, you know?
It's the one. Christy is the one that you sent to us, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
I
sent you guys one. She's nice. She actually is. She's really.
Okay.
Like, we talked for a little while on Facebook today, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told her, I said, I respect you like Jason and Sam. I just wish we could all get along, and everything. So, and it's,
yeah, I respect that she likes them, too. I mean, I get it. Like, I get why people like them. I personally don't feel the chemistry there, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I get what they like about them, but I personally can't see it, just like they personally can't see what we like about Liz and Jason, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's just some couples you really feel in your heart and some you don't, you know? It really
mm-hmm.
is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
Just like Maxie and Spinelli.
I never felt them, Carly.
What?
You know I'm rooting for Maxie and Matt.
How can you?
Okay,
fine.
I looked up the whole Sean and Belle thing on Wikipedia. I know the history now. They went through all this crazy drama. But I still want Maxie and Matt together because they have good chemistry.
Spinelli kind of forgot about Maxie today. He was so into Brenda, and he totally forgot she was even there.
He forgot about her for one day? I didn't think that was possible.
Hey!
It
was
really he's like a puppy dog. She treats him like he's a puppy dog. Like, oh, Spinelli, I love you. You're so cute.
Mm.
And then it's like she's, you know, effing Matt in a closet at the hospital. It's like, okay, really? All right. So.
You just can't see them as a real romantic couple. You just can't.
No,
friends, yeah, but as far as romance,
they're
not
friends,
hell that I think Spinelli and Brenda would ever make a good couple.
Oh, no.
I will show Spinelli what a good girlfriend is, okay? We can call it a good time, okay, right? This is ridiculous. Spinelli needs to grow some freaking balls and be like, F you, Maxie, I'm getting me a better woman than you because you didn't treat me like a girlfriend, you know?
Okay, it's getting for all the Dixie fans out there. was I in one of them? I am not how they broke them up. I mean, they could have done so much with the breaking up, but no, they had to just rip my heart out once again. Okay, people, I mean... No.
I mean, honestly, I knew they were going to work out. Like, from the very beginning, I'm like, well, this is going to work. Because she's going to break his heart. I knew from the very beginning Matthew's going to break his heart in pieces. I knew that from the very beginning.
Why
is it one of
my
couples?
I like Maxie and Lucky, but, you know, I don't know if they're going to go there, but I was saying something about Robin just because I was, you know, that all of a sudden she chimed in about Carly. So, I mean, Carly, whatever. And I'm like, wait a minute. All I said was this and that, and it became a huge
little bit of a
debate.
Okay,
I
said, you know,
we're over that.
Yeah, I know. I go, wait a minute. If you're so passionate about you defending Carly when people bash Carly, so when somebody bashes Robin, I'm going to defend her too. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, I like Robin. I'm a Robin fan, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I hate that. This whole Patrick and Robin storyline, it's just getting out of hand now.
Yeah,
like, I
know.
Look, I need to get a day that Mac arrested Patrick, and I'm like, what the F? What is
Mac
wrong
what?
With this show? Mac arrested Patrick over, like,
well,
the whole
I mean,
Lisa drama.
Mac's
like
a daddy, though.
That
is the most
though.
Ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Well, actually, I think it's kind of funny, because then you look at Mac as, like, this father figure. You know, he's thinking, oh, you messed with my, you know, because he raised Robin after her parents were, you know, so that's how I look at it.
Father.
Yeah, he's just being a protective daddy.
Did you see how Mac went
overprotective.
Yeah.
I saw Mac went into Lisa's face, though, in the room. I've dealt with Faith, people like Faith Roscoe and Kevin, or I forgot was it Ryan or Kevin? I forgot, but she thought, I've dealt with amateurs compared to you.
I'd like to see Mac at, it's great to see him at all, because
you know, I
yeah,
do like him
like
with the rest of
sorry.
So any scene,
I did like him with
Mac
Alexis.
Yeah, you know, that might be interesting. Yeah.
To me, they were just awkward. I never liked them.
Is it because they're older? It seems like the older couples don't have really, except Tracy and Luke. You know? I mean, come on. It's like, give us an older couple, too, as a romantic. Mac needs somebody. He hasn't had nobody since Felicia.
I know. He must be climbing the walls.
I think it would be interesting with Mac and Alexis.
I only date Christian.
Are you like true Christian or
are you like?
Oh my God! Okay.
I do kind of high five too.
Carrie.
This time I was respecting people. I went into the bathroom and I muted you guys. So you wouldn't hear the toilet.
What?
Yeah. I muted you guys so you wouldn't hear me going pee and watch the show.
I did that earlier. I muted it.
Oh, gosh.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
I'm not really looking. But yeah, nice to meet you.
You guys still there?
You're not really looking.
Hello?
That sounded cute. That sounded cute.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, very awkward.
What was that?
My roommate literally just tried to like set me up with his friend. I'm like, no.
Oh, that is awkward. I never liked that anyway. Don't fix me up, I'll find my own person, you know?
Fix me up, they're always awkward. You should have seen my roommate. He, like, kind of tried to, like, push us together, and I'm like, what are you doing? Are you, like, trying to make us have sex right now? Or, like, what are you doing? Jeez.
What was I going to...
I'm just looking at the
I do not like game setup. Game setup is, like,
You know what? Okay. The other day...
I know what happened.
I worked summer school and I became friends with some people and she calls me like a couple weeks ago like at work and I got her number and I left her my cell number but my cell number got cut off so she calls me back at work and I gave her my cell number. She's like, can you meet us at the park? I'm so and I go, because she works, we work for severely handicapped kids, and they go to the park, you know, on a fun day and everything. And she's like, can you wear, like, a nice skirt or whatever? And I didn't even think anything of it. I was like,
God. Yeah, you can't even tell me.
So I go there to the park.
Yeah, so I can, like, pay later to be really easy.
Yeah. And she was, there was an aide that works there, and they were talking about me. There's Phil and a news runner, her name is, they were talking about me to him, saying, oh, she's a really nice girl, whatever. And so I'm going to the park. I didn't wear a skirt or anything. And she introduced me to him, and she's like, Terry, do you like him? I told him about you. And I'm like, news, so this was a setup, and not because you guys missed me and wanted to see me again. So basically, that was like a setup day. And I go, she's like, you're not interested? I go, no, I didn't say that. I she's like, well, can I give you your phone number? And I go, yes. I gave her my phone number to give to him. But I just don't like blind setup. I don't like it.
I literally just walked in the door. I wasn't even, like, really saying anything to them. I was on the phone with you guys when I walked in the door just now. And it was like, oh, hey, here's this guy. Like, okay. It's like, unless you're introducing me to Matthew Morrison, no thank you. The only person tapping this is Jesus and Matthew Morrison. That's it.
You think of Matthew Morrison, Christy, your show's on the day that...
Dude, I'm working on it. I am so working on it, man.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Okay. But did you see it last week?
Yes, of course.
Wasn't it good? I loved it. Did you see it?
It was epic. It was epic. Dude, that was so cute. Emma was like, had this weird expression on her face, and I'm like, that is adorable. Why don't you think that's adorable? I tap on my face in the car. Crazy?
What?
Thank you, Matthew Morrison. He did this really cute move in the car where he was, like, singing along to that song, Sailing, or whatever.
Yeah, that was so cute. And did you see when they did the Britney Spears song? Oh, God, wasn't he hot?
Oh, my God, Toxic? He looked freaking hot. I was like, dude, I want you. Please marry me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say all that on your show because people listen to this, it's going to be like, stalker. I mean, I love him, but I'm not like, crazy. Like, I know it's, you know, infatuation, like, as I was like this with Ian, so I'm older for like 6 months. So, you see how fast I got over him, so. But it was only because of Kayla. It's all Kayla's fault.
Oh, you know Kayla, yeah. Hi, Kayla, if you're listening out now.
She's probably role-playing on Facebook right now. I got her into that. It's so funny.
You got her into what?
You know what I said?
Role-playing on Facebook?
What is that?
Look up role-playing on Wikipedia. I'm too tired to explain it to you. It's like assuming a fictional character, like assuming the role of a fictional character, like acting.
Oh, okay.
Sort of, yeah.
You know what I love about Saturday, though, you guys? You can sleep in and it really doesn't matter. Like, you could sleep, like, though, I mean, I'm not...
On Saturday. Like, I've had to work on Saturdays before. Yeah. I have off tomorrow, though, but I have a thing.
How did that bakery go? Thing go?
The what?
The interview for the bakery place? Or?
No, I was just applying there, but I wasn't interviewing. But I bought cupcakes, and I ate 2 cupcakes today, so I'm not going to have cupcakes for like 2 weeks now.
Why?
Because I'm trying not to get too fat.
Oh,
you're
no,
no, you're
oh
no,
my
gosh,
know.
You're nowhere near.
I need to lose weight. I need to lose, like, 30 pounds. Okay?
Well,
I'm
not
cupcakes without rice eating.
Last night I had 2 cupcakes. And then I had a little bit of cake. Well, what my niece did is she, instead of making a cake, she wanted to make cupcakes, and then there was some left over. And so she made, like, a little, like, a cake. And so I had 2 cupcakes and a little bit of cake before I went to bed. Now I feel like I gained 40 pounds.
I need to lose 30.
Well, you know what? Cupcakes
there's
are
not
like.
Enough for you to lose 30.
You know what?
30.
I lost 30 pounds on the Atkins thing over like a year, within a year, and I was able to maintain it. Well, I'm kind of gained some over the years, but at least I'm not in a double digit size anymore. That was nice to get out of the double digit.
Yeah, but you okay? Fine, Mary.
What?
No, because you're ignoring me in the little DM thingy. I'm ignoring you now.
I haven't been paying attention to the DM thingy here. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, bro. Oh. You texted.
Now I'm paying attention to the DM thingy here.
The DM thingy, like direct message on Twitter?
Yeah.
No, in the room.
I thought you said, like, DM thingy. Okay, because I'm like, huh? What?
Okay,
like,
fine,
what
I missing?
You know what we mean, Christy? The DM thingy. You know what?
I talked to
Carly. It's funny. I talk to Carly every day. I've been talking to every day since we met, like, back on your show, Christy. I don't remember when it was, but, you know.
No,
we
I you meant, wait. I thought we started talking, and I have.
We say,
I'm having
we
one
say
tomorrow,
word,
people.
We say a bad word a lot. It's like I have never used
yeah.
that word so much. It's like part of our conversation now. Sometimes when I'm with my niece, who's 11, I forget that she's with me. And because we say it so often to each other, it's become part of, like, my vocabulary, and I got to be careful. Even when I go to work.
Yeah, I came in the door swearing the other night, and my roommate's girlfriend's nephew, and he's, like, I don't know, 12 or something. And I was like, "F this traffic, blah, 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 like, bleep, bleep, bleep." And it was so bad. And I'm like, just ignore everything I just said. I'm sorry. Bad. Because my roommate was like, "Don't say all those bad words now." I'm like, oh, my gosh. Whoops.
Oh, yeah. I forgot my 7-year niece was, like, in the room, and I said the S word, and she walked up to me. And she goes, "You know what, that's not really a bad word." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "No, I looked it up." I'm like, "You looked it up?" She goes, "Yeah, that cannot be a bad word because people do that in real life."
Oh, wow.
Where did she look it up?
Well, she asked her mom how to spell it, and so she looked up the meaning in the dictionary. Because I guess she is bright.
Did you check your DM?
Yes, oh my gosh.
Now there's only 2 people. Oh no. She left. She had to go. So it was nice having a decent conversation chat with her. That was nice. I wish everybody could be like that. Every just downtown could be like that. Or
yeah, most JSAM fans I met online. Like, she's actually the first nice JSAM fan I met online. Like,
yeah.
Really. At first I wasn't sure, and then I was like, oh, wow. Like, we can actually talk like 2 civil adults. This is great.
Right.
Yeah, really.
I actually have some friends that are Jasmine, and then I have Jason and friends.
They said it in an interview once. I thought it was hilarious. They're saying Jazam fans. I forgot who the interviewer got. It was hilarious. Like, Jazam. I like that better. That sounds better.
Hey, you spelled Patrick wrong.
I don't. I just corrected myself in there.
What? When I say liaison? How do you guys say it?
No, Donna.
Liaison?
How you say the sound before, you called it something else before.
Oh, Jasmine?
Yeah, you called it Jasmine.
That's how you spell Jasmine. The name Jasmine.
Yeah,
that's why I always say Jasmine.
Oh, okay. Because, okay. Jasmine.
No, isn't it spelled
what I read it. No, I see it and I don't.
Jasam. Jasam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the J-A-S, okay, all right, the Sam, Jazz, okay, sorry, little sis, but I had to spell it in your image, it's okay. There should be something for J and R, they should, even though they're not together, we should create, like, a name.
Yeah,
for
why do Layla and I have a nickname?
J and R, well, I guess J and R is okay, I guess. I mean, we should come up with a really good one for J and R, for Jason and Robin.
It's always been J and R, though.
Has it? Yeah.
Some people call it, what do they call it, J-Rob, or just kind of silly?
There you go, J-Rob.
Yeah.
I mean, why did they come up with Scrubs for Patrick and Robin? Because they're doctors?
I think they came up with Scrubs because they were doctors, there's already, I always thought that was kind of weird because there's already a Scrubs show.
Yeah, I know.
So I always got confused with that.
Wait, who's always the Scrubs?
What show? It's called Scrubs, isn't it? There's a show called Scrubs.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Yeah, I think didn't it get canceled a while ago? But it was a show, Scrubs.
Actually, no, it's still on.
Oh, is it really? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just on a different network.
Oh, it's on a different channel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I never really watched it, but, yeah.
I watched it a couple of times. It was kind of silly, you know. Comedy. It's a sitcom. Yeah.
Yeah, about silly doctors,
mm-hmm.
I never made the connection between that Scrubs show. Oh, but now you say that, now I remember. I never got into that one, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought they had been canceled. I don't know, but she said
they
still
I think
on.
They did, Silly, because they are not back this season.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okie dokie.
Did the Yankees play tonight?
No, they got rained out. They're in Boston, so they have to play a doubleheader tomorrow.
And when is the playoffs?
Well, they start next week. These three games are the last three games of the season, and the playoffs start.
I didn't make it. Boo hoo! I'm a White Sox fan, and they were okay. They were good this summer, and then they started losing. So I was like, oh, great.
So postseason starts, or the playoffs start next week.
I used to be a fan.
I asked how long Anne's been a DH fan, but she said since high school, and that can mean anything. That can mean like a couple of years ago. Or
yeah, well.
You what? Know?
And do you guys, I'm
in the chat room how long she's been watching DH, she said, since high school. But that
oh,
be
yeah.
Bad.
Well, I was watching
I watch,
DH
I've been
for,
watching
for
DH
years,
since
too.
I was six.
I watched DH
no,
ever since
actually.
They had, like, the Jesse Brewer and Dr. Hardy and back in the day.
Yep.
I watched that for a long time. That's when it was really, really good.
Yeah, back
and
when
really
Jesse
about
was messing
the
around with Dr.
It was
Hardy.
Really about the hospital.
Before
General
they were
hospital.
Together. You know who I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about?
Yeah.
Back then, that was...
I mean,
yep.
I wasn't... I think I was maybe not born yet when the
thing... Maybe not born yet. Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, boy.
I'm not sure, but I do remember Disco and Felicia's wedding.
Oh,
yeah,
and, that was my favorite couple.
And,
oh, I love Frisco and Felicia. Love
yeah.
Them.
Okay, truly, remember the other night you and Bridget said the thing about Mac and Frisco being brothers, correct?
No, they're not brothers. There was Frisco and Tony. They were
half
brothers.
Oh, okay,
brothers.
I missed.
Yeah. Yeah, Mac and Robert Scorpio, they're brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know. But,
So I was right. Maxie is Robin's cousin by marriage.
Right.
You know, when you have cousin by marriage, I always think that is so, like, sometimes, like, confusing. I don't know why I think that, but, I mean.
It just means not by blood, you know?
Well, yeah. Robert and Anna, they were good.
I really felt bad for
Robert and Anna.
When they got dead, I felt so bad for Robin. She lost both of her parents
and her grandmother.
Yeah, and her grandmother.
I love the grandmother. Okay. Did Maxie's grandmother, did she ever pass away? You know, the one that Felicia was taking care of, when she left?
I think she did pass away. She should have passed away. I mean, maybe
Felicia's still taking care of her in Texas.
Okay,
how old
would
that woman be? One must be very old.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, because I was just...
Do you guys remember John Stamos as Blackie?
Oh, yeah, Blackie.
Or Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Those were good characters, too.
Yeah.
Were they? I know.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that they could just, instead of it being heavily mob-related storylines right now.
Yep.
I know.
Don't, still have the mob, but just bring back everybody.
They used to have the mob all along. They just didn't make it the whole focus.
Exactly. I know, because look what
I know, they just don't know how to balance a show.
They need to bring someone back in
that knows how to do it and knows how to respect the characters.
You know who I was hoping?
Wendy Rich. Wendy Rich would be good.
Come back. We'll be Sean and Tiffany.
Now, who's
the actual
writer for Jason and Becky? Was that the... I mean, prior to Guzzo, who wrote for them? When they first came on the show.
When they first came on the show?
Mm-hmm.
You mean as a couple?
Wendy Rich?
No, I mean, as a couple. Oh, I guess that was Bob Guzzo, huh?
When they actually became a couple...
Actually, they have never really been a couple. That's my whole argument. They're two people in love. They have never really been able to be, to be a couple. You know, where you say, here comes Jason and Liz, the couple. You know what I'm saying? It's just
who are you talking about?
Huh?
Who were you just talking about then? I'm sorry, I was too busy in chat. Who were you talking about?
You were writers. I just want to know who wrote for Jason, Liz in the early years when they were getting together as friends or something.
Yeah.
Was that Bob Boozer or was that somebody else?
That's what I was wondering. I'm wondering that too. I don't know. I could go back and, go check on YouTube or I have some DVDs of them on here, so.
Oh, really? Oh, you go back and look at these.
Sometimes they have the credits, when they edit
the credits, right.
They still
right.
have the credits in there and it'll say
right.
written by so-and-so.
But it seemed like you could go back and do something before. I mean, do you have to go that far? Isn't there some other way you could,
probably,
cut through all of
probably
that?
Is.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm just curious because the writing.
If they could write a decent story, like a love story, if they could just like get their act together and start off just like with a decent, I don't care if it's Liz or Jason or whoever, just bring in a decent love story, and just start from there and just learn how to write again or something.
Right.
You know?
Well, the only one that I want to see a love story with is Jason.
It's Liz and
Liz.
Jason,
I don't
yeah.
really care about
so,
anybody
yeah.
else.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I know. Well,
they don't know how to write. I mean, it's either about sex or, even Steve, when he signed on this last time, he said he wanted more, more romance. He said, he didn't think that all that sex was all that, it's not a very romantic thing. It's just
That reminds me, I was on a message board and I was looking at DeSantan said to another DeSantan or whatever. I went in kind of one of their threads, and to see what they were saying. And they said they want to see more scenes with Jason and Sam. They don't want to see any sex scenes or whatever scenes. They want to see, more loving scenes or romance or whatever. And I'm, thinking.
You see, that's what they didn't give them that. Now,
I have
to admit, even the times that Jason and Liz were together, that was romantic. That was
yes.
loving. When they did have scenes together, But Sam and Jason, they don't have that. I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah.
I try to see what the Jasam fans see, but I can't see it anymore. I know I keep saying it over and over again, but for a second back in the day when they were getting together, I did see a little bit of it, but then it kind of diminished so I just can't see it anymore. Especially
I have never really liked them. In fact, when they were going together, I sort of cut it off. I used to watch it now and then. I didn't watch it on a regular basis. I used to tune in and say, well, let's see what's happening on that now. Because after they, started breaking people up, I said, this is crap, But, I don't know, Sam and Jason never really did it for me, I came back in 2006 when they finally put Jason and Liz together, and that's when I finally came back and started watching it on a regular, until they, broke them up in the courthouse, and that was it for me. I stopped watching it.
2006 is when I started watching.
Yeah.
And the Myra storyline. And then I kind of knew, during that storyline, that Jason and Liz must have some history because it was that one scene where he goes, it's in the hospital and he goes to the double doors behind Liz when she's crying and just pulls her close. And I'm like, dude, what's up with those two? Something is there. I knew something was there, but I didn't know the history until after the one night stand and then I watched all the clips and I was hooked. Dude, this couple is epic.
They are awesome together. I've never seen a couple in daytime like that. I'm sorry. They just have the most awesome chemistry. In fact, it's not even chemistry. It just seems so freaking real. Really?
Yeah.
Really.
It seems so real. I know. Yeah. I just,
I just wish they were even just given a chance even to be friends again on the show.
It's such a, I mean, it's not only for the fans, but it's such a waste of talent, you know, because what they both bring to the table, you know, they are awesome together. I mean, it seemed like any soap, that would be, you know, that would be so great. I mean, put them on a show like Y&R, man, and they'd have, you know. But I don't know.
Yeah, I just, when they work together for those times in between the Courtney and the Rick stuff, I didn't even watch Jenner Hospital. I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, but I wasn't as strong as I am now, because I knew maybe eventually they were going to find their way back to each other, because Courtney and him broke up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined like the canvas at that time or something. I forgot how long ago it was. And
right.
I was back every 6 months to see if there was positive spoilers about that coming together. And but then when they were putting in with Sam and Jason, oh, my God, I was just hating them with a passion. Like, I tolerated Jason and Courtney, because I knew eventually that Jason and Liz would get together, you know. But with Jason and Sam, I thought, oh, shoot, they're not even putting
them
together.
Was there even any spoilers before the one-night stand that you guys remember?
I don't remember them even being any spoilers. I think it was just they kept that quiet. I don't even remember seeing it.
I remember it was Super Soap Weekend, and a friend of mine came back from it and said, what they just saw on stage and they are not saying is going to blow everyone's mind what is about to happen.
Mm.
And then the night of passion happened.
Mm.
I think because,
that was
you know,
blower.
And I
even
wasn't
for
even
me.
In town. I was in Australia at that time when that was going on. I think I don't even remember. I might have had to go back and watch it on the computer or something, or I don't even remember. But
I mean, that was the best. Now, talking about love and romance and sex, you had all three during those, 3 days? And actually, I think it was Steve or Becky said that they didn't think it was going to go that far. They thought it was going to be, you know, one of the real, you know, like little, you know, quickies thing. But I don't know. It just grew and grew, and people were going crazy. The fans were going crazy over it, you know.
You know, but 10 years ago, we didn't have, like, I mean, the internet was there, but it wasn't so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it wasn't so well known, like, to go on the computer. I remember when it was just the soap magazines every month, and they always came out, like, I felt like the magazines always came, wrote everything, and sometimes the scenes hasn't aired yet. All the magazines, you know, was like 3 weeks early, and sometimes they didn't say all the stuff they were saying now. Okay. I was disappointed.
Do you guys listen to Desert Rose Radio?
Oh. Do I listen
on
to
here?
What?
It's kind of a random question. There's this thing like Desert Rose Radio. It's like this personal radio show I found to follow on Blog Talk, and they're having a show at like 1 in the morning. Well, it's 1 in the morning my time. It's going to be like 11 p.m. like your guys' time, like in the West Coast, but.
Well, what kind of show is it?
It says I'll read it off the thing, because it's like a variety show, kind of like Carly's is, except it's not exactly.
Okay.
About television, it says, I have a wide variety of interests, art, music, dance, and some politics. The concept of the show itself is a personal journal, striving to just be. It is
It is my hope that I can help others and do it for yourself. I try to bring some laughter to those who may be feeling down. I also have interviews with the musicians, indie artists, actors, comedians, writers, and other interesting people. On good nights, I like to relax, enjoying the company of others, chatters, and callers. I may vent, tell stories, or maybe just plain moody. I play some music from unsigned indie artists. You can call in if you need to talk. Maybe I or someone listening will be able to help. She says she has rules on her page. I will not base chat, no UFOs, no politics, no Bigfoot, no ghosts, no lima beans, no worms, no BTR chat drama unless it's my own because I got it like that. LOL, enter at own risk.
Okay.
That sounds highly amusing. That kind of sounds like Carly's show because we pretty much met on her show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I can baby to the chat. I mean, I do, but I...
No rhyme of means. That's really weird. She's got really...
That is weird.
Sounds strange.
It does sound strange, but I'm going to listen to it. Because guess what the show is called for tonight? It's called Bit Slap Friday. That's what her show is called. And it's got this really funny picture of a cat punching a dog in the face.
Oh, my God.
This is hilarious. You go to blogtalkradio.com/Desert Rose, like DESERTROSE. Like, this screening looks familiar to me, so that's why I'm, like, following it. And I'm pretty sure I know this girl. Like,
oh, really?
I feel like I know her or something. Because, like... I don't know. Like, she sounds like she'd be a zitter or something. I don't know. Interesting. I don't know.
You know, I can't believe it's like October now. I mean,
October.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My birthday is in 14 days, people.
Oh, happy
25.
Birthday.
I knew that.
Yeah. Well, maybe others didn't. I don't know. I can't believe I'm going to be 25. I feel so old, and I'm only, like, 25.
Okay, okay, 25, I would love to be 25 again, okay, but
I would love to be 21 again.
Oh, God. I was married. I got married when I was 22 years old. I was 22 years old when I got married. Of course, I'm not married now, but I got married when I was 22.
I did. I bought some. It's in my car.
What is that?
Life.
What was I going to... Oh, but 22 back in those days, really, that wasn't...
I'm saying,
if you guys were not married by the time you were, like, 25, there was something wrong with you, right?
I don't think they used to call people old maids if you weren't married by a certain age, but I didn't pay that no attention, you know. I got married because I wanted to.
I have, like, two or three friends that got married already. And I'm why is everyone getting married? Is this just for the free gift because of the economy, or, like, what's going on? Like, I don't understand.
Well, I think times have changed. Back in the day, that's what you did. You know, you met somebody, you fell in love, and you got married. And people don't think that way anymore. I feel you don't really have to get married all the time. And nowadays, some people are coming out saying they don't want children. So times have changed so tremendously. You know, like things that were, it was a given, like you got married, then you had kids, and, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and so on and so forth. But nowadays, it's not necessary. People aren't being rushed, you know, to get married or to even have kids, you know. Just times are so different now.
Hi, Terry.
Terry?
Hello?
Okay, good. No, I was just
there's some cream cheese frosting right here in the little thing.
No, you guys, Terry makes the best fucking, I should not say that, but she makes the best effing cheesecake frosting ever.
Oh, really?
Effing. Can you say effing?
Okay.
Cool. Effing frosting. I thought that's what you said, and I was like, really?
Yes. Oh, my God. It's the best. It's, oh, my God. Okay.
Best
and it's carrot cake. Oh, carrot cake. She needs to, like, enter that in a cooking contest because
oh,
it's really good. Yeah,
wow. What else do you cook, Tara?
That's about it.
So I make really good. I could make really good yams. You know, not from the can, but yams with marshmallows on top and whatever. Really good.
Yeah.
I can't make anything else really good, so I never tried. Yeah, I know. I want to start making lemon bars.
Oh, so you're into the desserts on the sweet.
Yeah, I know, I am. Yeah, I am.
What about you, Dawn? Do you like a bagel? Well, I've learned that you either bagel or cook. I mean, sometimes people can be both, but not all the time.
I can make really good eggs. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I can't. Crap.
I can't.
Okay. Carly can make
I eat everything out of the microwave pretty much.
What can I make, Tia? What can I make really good?
Rice Krispie treats, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Rice Krispie treats. Well,
the homemade ones are the best.
Look at Susie
you
Homemaker.
Can't buy them in the store. They don't taste the same.
Right. Little Susie Homemaker. Rice Krispie treat. Go, girl.
Okay, no, I make good brownies, too.
I want them now.
Okay, you know what, Krispie?
Be like Liz. Liz really knows how to make really
brownies.
Yeah,
I don't know how to cook, but my brownies are always really good, Jason.
Oh my god.
And I'll make the brownies and then we can feed on the kids.
Oh god.
Yeah, like if that was only like the truth on this show, I really wish that would happen. I could picture them marrying. She makes the brownies, he cooks the dinner. It'd be so cute.
Right.
Were you talking about Jason and Liz just then? I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Yeah,
I was
talking about, you know,
didn't
Liz
he,
and her brownies.
Didn't
he
cook,
she says she
didn't
can't
he cook
her,
like,
she
a
makes
meal?
Awesome
didn't,
brownies.
Didn't you cook her, like, a meal after their night of passion, like a nice breakfast
yeah,
or something?
He took
yeah,
perfect.
Yes, he
yeah.
did.
She
he
was
made
like,
oh,
quiet.
I need a one.
He had an omelet.
Oh, God. Omelet sounds good right now.
But Jason should thank Sunny for that because Sunny kind of taught him
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I think it's between Robin and Sunny, you know.
Yeah.
Cook some things, you know.
Yeah. I like how Robin and Liz are like after Emily, because she lost a friend, and so I like Emily and Robin's friendship, but they haven't really had any scenes together as of late.
They don't allow women to really be friends.
I know.
On the show. I mean,
this
show
is Jason, except for like
so
Carly and Robin, but Elizabeth can't see him. Like, really? Really?
I know, huh? I know. Isn't that sad? I know.
Poor
awful. He's only allowed to have certain friends who are women. Like, really? Okay.
But
he
gets
to ask Sam whenever he wants,
so,
like, okay.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Sure.
Tio, look at your DM thing.
I'm in the kitchen right now. I'm not in my room right
now.
So
what are you doing?
It.
Oh, Are you making some more
frosting? No, I was just, there was some
frosting. Oh, my God, are you making more pudding?
Oh, no. I had a sweet tooth, and I was looking for something sweet, and I saw some leftover Betty Crocker whipped cream cheese frosting, and so I took a spoon and just spooned it out.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Ooh, I think I'm out of this.
Gosh. Oh,
dude. Oh, my gosh. And there's a pumpkin here, too.
Wait. You are from Chicago, so you are just 2 hours difference from us.
Who's from Chicago?
Me?
Oh, you.
No, and Donna.
I live in New Orleans, but, yeah, I'm from Chicago originally, like...
Chi-town, okay.
Is Don
still here? Yeah, Don, are you here? Don?
Is she still here?
I think the cyber monster zapped her up.
I'm looking
around. Don and Jason and Marvin are gay married.
Jason and Marvin. What?
No, because I don't know where I grew up.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess I'd rather have him marry Robin than Sam, so, you know. I was going to have to choose.
They're not going to marry that boy off. They don't want that boy to get married.
That boy.
The only person he was ever married to was Cork. He was married to Courtney and Brenda. Those are the only two women he ever married, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, Christy. Chris.
Yeah.
Do you ever have phone numbers and on the switchboard and, you know, time, like, you know, the time is gone? Do those numbers usually stay on until we hang up? Or if someone is off the switchboard, don't they usually... Oh, yeah,
well,
John is off the switchboard.
That means they hung up or they got disconnected.
A blog talk
but they stay
would
on.
Mean to them.
They stay on. I mean, usually, sometimes it's like if blog talk is being like, you know, a tentacle, you know. I want to say the B word, but I'm not going to. A tentacle, you know. So then they will. Sometimes blog talk does kick people off when they're being crazy. Whatever.
Yeah, because when I posted, we got I'm knocked off.
Yeah.
Well, hey, what is everyone doing tomorrow? Anything fun, anyone?
I have to do some house cleaning. I can't wait. I'm jumping for joy. Doing house cleaning.
I know how that feels, Shirley.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I get so excited. I can't wait.
I know. It makes my day. I said, gee, I have to calm down, girl.
Yeah,
calm down.
Actually, it makes my year, you know?
Okay. Good. I just wanted to get this. Guess how many followers Glee Radio has?
Who? How many who?
Glee Radio, my new radio show.
Oh, how many?
Oh, what?
Just guess. How many? You guys guess first.
Oh,
30, 40?
100?
100?
200?
243.
How many? I was the closest. I said 200.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
been, like,
really good.
That's great. Since I started. It's ridiculous.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to go listen. I haven't listened to a show yet, but I'll call in when you...
Oh, my God, please.
I know, but you have it on. On the time Glee's on.
I guess I'll have it on right after Glee's West Coasters
next week.
I'll have it at 11 and see how that works out.
I guess I could pause it or something because I have a DVR. I guess I could pause it and call in or something.
No, it's okay. I'm going to have it at 11 o'clock this week so you can call in.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, because that would be,
Okay.
You'll be on at 9 right after you watch Glee.
Well,
so
yeah, like right after then. I could so talk about what just happened on the show, which would be really good.
I'm going to try having it at 11 because I thought that might be too late for East Coasters, but